Blog Talk Radio.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
This is Crystal Jones Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Cover girl, put the bass in your walk.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Inc. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now, he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, today I have with us a very special guest. Now, she comes from the world of hair extensions. She's a hair entrepreneur, and it is my honor to bring to the show for the very first time, Linda C. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, good morning, Kerry. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is my pleasure, absolutely. Listen, we're going to jump right on in, Linda C. When we say hairpreneur, we are really talking about the entrepreneurs who are in the hair and beauty industry. And as part of this brand new limited hair radio series called The Ground Up, it's quite remarkable because this is one of the first that I've ever heard of, a regular broadcast all about hair and entrepreneurship. So again, welcome to the broadcast, Linda C. from New Jersey.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so jumping on in. Now, let's talk about your business first. Tell everybody about your hair extension business.
Well, my hair extension business, I could literally say started in the basement of my home. And I think a lot of people can relate because, you know, with the overhead and everything. So I started home only because it was more personal to me. And to be honest with you, it was a friend who introduced me into the hair extension business. I actually been wearing hair extensions all my life. From the age of 13,
I want to make sure I heard that correctly, Linda C. Did you say that you've been wearing hair extensions from the? I thought Brandy set a record, but no, move on over, Miss Brandy, from when she was in the Moesha stage. Just for you young folks up here.
Yes, I remember Brandy.
Yeah, so you've been wearing hair extensions since the age of 13.
Yes, I grew up in East Orange, so I used to go
East
to
East Orange, New Jersey, that is.
East Orange, New Jersey, yes, right by Brick Church.
Okay.
And I used to, I don't know who's familiar with that, but it's a very popular area.
Well, I'm familiar. I graduated from Scott High School.
Right?
I'm raising my hand. If you heard of Whitney Houston and Dionne Warwick and all that, that's East
exactly. I think Naughty by Nature was on Halsted, and I was on South Clinton. So that's where I grew up. So I used to walk to the hair extension place with one of my girlfriends, and she used to do hair. And it was just kind of like something that she used to try the hair extensions on me because she wanted to be, you know, a cosmetologist. So I was kind of like her guinea pig. So she would braid my hair. Sometimes she would do sew-ins and back then, remember, the big thing was gluing your hair.
Yes.
So we were very big on gluing hair, and my papa always used to say, your hair's going to fall out. I said, well, at least if my hair falls out, I have my extensions. Nobody will know that's not my hair. So she used to hot comb it, press it down, and, you know, glue the extensions on there. And this is how I started, you know, loving the hair. And every time there was something new that came out, I have to have it. And whether I would beg my mom to say, okay, mom, you know, she said, well, you need to save your birthday money in order to buy those extensions. And back then, the extensions were like $10, $20.
Nice.
And this is, before I would put in quotations, human hair was a big thing. It was more so synthetic. And if it was human hair, you know it wasn't, you know, human hair because, you know, of the texture. But to us, right, that was human hair. And so I used to just wear it all the time, and I felt so beautiful. And back then, I didn't get a perm, to be honest with you, till I was probably 15. So by me hiding under that weave, and I felt like a different person, and I absolutely love it. It brought a whole other side of me, and it was the confidence. And you know, growing up with being 13, 14, it's a lot of pressure. So having that, your mom didn't let you perm your hair, everybody in your class perm your hair. So I kind of felt like I was now, you know, accepted, you know. And
wow.
But, I mean, as a young girl, you don't realize how beautiful you are just because, you know, whether you have hair extensions or not. So, I mean, I grew to love it. I grew to – I feel naked without it at times. And wow. I kind of, you know, at times I would say, you know what, one day I'm going to have my own business where I could show women how to properly take care of their hair, and how, yes, you don't always have to have your natural hair. You can do a protective hairstyle with hair extensions, and it doesn't have to break your pockets. Or because I know I used to spend a fortune on my hair, and I used to live when I get that birthday money, or, you know, in our Caribbean household, we didn't get allowance. We got money. When we got money, it was just for special occasions. And my special occasion was to save that money to buy my hair extension. And
wow.
That's what I look forward to. So, I mean, you know, I like, even for my prom, I have pictures. I was actually looking at them the other day. I had a little short bob. And my mom said, was that your hair? I said, no, that were hair extensions. And I said, do you remember so-and-so stole that from my hair? She says, oh, my gosh, you've been wearing it for so long. But you know what? It's part of my life. And I love it. I embrace it, you know, every day. And I want to put it out there for other women to see, you know, that you can build a business. And I had this dream since I was a young child, you know. And
wow.
I didn't know that I wanted to specifically, you know, do that, but it was something to say that I wish I had a store like this when I would go. And you know, a lot of times they were Korean owners, so you would
right.
go in and I would say, you know what, I would do this differently. So I wanted, so that became my vision, and I would have a little sticky pads and notebooks that I would say, okay, so this is what I want to do, because if I can invest my time and my money into this hair extension business, and you know what, I could leave a legacy. So this is why I started. You know, and it's with fear and laziness too, Carrie, because I am my biggest enemy, you know.
Why?
Even when I was going to talk to you, I said, well, maybe he'll forget. and
no
and
such luck. We are. We
forget
are,
the conversation.
No, not
so,
at all.
And
well, Linda,
so
I,
it's just the fear, yeah.
Yes, well, we're going to have you not even think about that today. I'm loving your story. I'm loving this whole thing about the hair extensions, and not just knowing that you have started a new business that promotes, you know, hair extensions and being positive and really setting that out there in the world and as a great example. But I'm just blown away that you started so early on. And the passion kind of was there, and the seed was planted. This is was going to be your life. So, Linda,
yeah.
I want to turn to this. Now, we know this that you are definitely passionate about the hair extension business. That is clear. So, again, I told folks that you're from New Jersey, but maybe you could tell folks a little. Oh, you said East Orange, so that's where you kind
yeah.
of started. But is that where you're based these days?
No, I'm out of West Orange. I moved to West Orange, I would say about, well, my parents lived here before I did, but I think when my daughter was going to seventh grade, we moved over here to West Orange.
And
but,
West Orange
I've been
a little bit closer to New York.
Yeah.
A lot of folks are over there. It's not far from Montclair and all of that.
No, not at all. We walked
North.
There. Not at all.
Awesome. So now I want to know, so we kind of know a little bit about the inspiration. You kind of, we know about the passion, I should say, but I'm not quite sure about the inspiration. Did you have someone who particularly inspired you?
So I used to look at pictures of Naomi Campbell all the time, because back then, growing up, she was like the it model. And I knew a lot of it was her hair. And also, believe it or not, I don't know if you remember Kenya Moore on Miss USA.
Of course. I saw
her, and I said, you know what? She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. And I had all these other women that, you know, were in the industry. And I said, I know it's not that I'm saying it's not their hair or whatever, especially Naomi Campbell. I said, she's gorgeous. Look at that beautiful hair. So I had a lot of inspiration. And plus, I have my girlfriend who I've known for so many years, and she's also in the hair industry, but she's more so on the styling of the hair and promoting, you know, skincare. And then she said, you know what, you love this so much, and you always come here to you know, to do your hair, and you want it a certain way every time. You know, why don't you think about, you know, doing something with it? I said, you know what, the market is so saturated, and I don't think I can survive or even put my foot through that door. And she said, well, you know, if you're not inspired to do it because you've been so passionate for, just go out and just take a chance. The worst that can happen is you don't make it the first time, but the second time around, you'll definitely push it because now you're learning what you did wrong, and then you can move forward. So, I mean, with
very
you know,
wise,
with,
very wise advice because
yes,
that is exactly correct.
It is, and you know, with, I had so many, and then plus, you know, you look at the posters, and you're saying that, you know, you want to look like these women. Look at their hair; they're so beautiful, and it may not at times be a positive influence because a lot of times when we look at someone's hair, we also look at their features, and we think that when we do our hair, we're going to look like that. Like we're,
well, you know
and,
what,
and
though,
that's,
Linda, see, that's also the idea when
yes.
marketing folks at these big hair companies and these beauty companies, when you look in the magazine, they find, like, the most beautiful person that they could find to model their
yes.
products, of course, which is it's good business sense. For you
yes,
entrepreneurs, for you hairpreneurs, of course, you want to make sure that your product is being presented the best it can be. And a part of that process, a big part of that process, is finding the models who are going
yes.
to wear those hair extensions
yes.
and wear them well. And so,
yes,
to your point, you know, for all of us, we do kind of envision ourselves. We're not just looking at the beautiful hair, you know, and your beautiful extensions, but we're imagining, oh, I guess I'm going to look just like that picture when when we get these hair extensions in. But that's
oh,
the whole idea, right?
Yes, and also it's to also inspire other women. It's, and then you look at these women who go through cancer and they go through
yes.
chemo and they lose all their hair and they say that. And I've watched one of my friends go through, and she's passed away since she had lupus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she was going through the treatment and she had to shave her hair and she was a nurse. And she said, Linda, I didn't think how important my hair was until I had to take a razor and shave my own hair off. And she said, I felt like I lost everything. And I said, you know, hair is not everything, but it is a staple. You know, it represents our beauty, especially in the black and brown community, you know.
That's right.
And when we're put out there, It's we don't look like that, you know. And so to us, we imagine ourselves to look very different. And then we think that this hair is just the glamour. It's us. It's what makes us. It's us that makes the hair, you know.
That's right.
And and so when she cut her hair off, someone, one of the nurses in the hospital, made her this beautiful wig to wear. So every time she got her chemo, she put a makeup on, she put a wig on, and they would look, she gave her a mirror. She said, look at you. You are the same person that walked out this door and come to work every day with that beautiful hair. So I just felt like that stayed with me because, you know, I loved her so much, and she, you know, eventually stopped fighting because she said she couldn't do it anymore. But I just felt that moment when I had to sit there and watch her shave her hair off and the emotion that it took for her to do that, because it's like everyone said, so what? It's just hair. It'll grow back. But it's part of you, you know.
Well, it's
whether
part of our identity.
Yes, exactly. That is the word that I was looking for.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it's just so many, I've been inspired by so many people and, you know, and it's like I grew up in the 80s and 90s. And so for us, it was so much of getting our, you know, that big hairstyle. And then the 90s came with the braids. And then shortly we started incorporating the sew-ins and all that. So I went through that generation.
And
you
Jersey
know.
Was known as the big
oh,
hair
my
capital
goodness.
Of the country.
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, I had it. I mean, I have the pictures and stuff, and I look at myself. I said, what was I thinking? You know? But at that time, you know, that was it. And
that
so, you know, I just want to pay that forward, you know, and to have that type of business where I'm not just selling hair extension. I want you to feel like this is your beauty, you know, whether you choose to be, and I'm not knocking anyone that has natural hair because I have natural hair, you know, and I say to myself, when I take my extensions off, yes, I feel a weight lift. It has been lifted off my shoulders.
Literally.
And then I get my hair blown out. I'm like, I miss my hair. So I go next week to the hair salon. Like, can you just sew it back in? And she said to me, I know you were going to come back. You weren't going to keep it out that long. So it's just that it becomes part of us, you know.
Well, I'm loving this. Folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, this is a very special episode, I have to say, and a very special interviewee. It's my honor to really have her on the broadcast. This is the very first time ever. Her name is Linda C., and we call you a hairpreneur, Linda. You have a wonderful hair extensions business that you have launched out of New Jersey, and this is really for everyone. And I love how you're connecting, literally connecting the hair with what it takes to get started and your advice today and all that wonderful good stuff when you are getting your business going literally from the ground up. So,
yeah.
Linda, welcome again to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Linda, see everybody. Good morning, Linda.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is great
so
to
excited.
Have you with us. Yes. Well, listen, speaking of which, I want to talk a little bit about taking the first steps as a hairpreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, what, you know, and what I loved a moment ago, you talked about being kind of pushed on your friends, and, you know, just go ahead and do it. What's the worst case that could possibly happen? And I love that because that is so important. But what's one of the first steps? And I'll tell you as well, I believe one of the first steps, of course, you need my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business.
Yeah.
That's the first step. That's number one. And we're celebrating our 10th anniversary of the book. We'll talk a little bit about that. But also, mm-hmm. One of the big things that you want to do, and I always tell folks to do this as well, take about, I say about four, between 4 and 10 websites of the type of business that you kind of envision yourself, you know, to be, or that you see yourself eventually being or becoming, if you will. And that is, you know, you're not copying. We don't want to say copying because you're not copying. We're using this as we were talking a little bit about motivation and inspiration and all that good stuff. Let this kind of, you know, inspire you and kind of put you on the path to kind of knowing how you want the, you know, your business to kind of be, you know, put out there for the general public. So does that make sense, Linda, in terms of...
Yes,
like,
it does, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's important. Social media, the internet. So these are some things that should play a part in, you know, and how to move forward. What are some of the other first things? What's one of the biggest things that you have done or you're looking forward to tackling as part of your hair extensions business?
Well, definitely getting my website up because that is
been
something that is in the back burner, literally, because I find my most difficult task that I find is that finding, you know, getting true and live women for pictures, meaning that I just don't want to just take any picture of a model. I really want you to have that experience that girl next door that you can connect with, not just, you know, this girl that you've seen on every single magazine or every single hair website, or if you go looking for, you know, those, what is it, I forgot the name of the website where you go and grab the pictures. I want natural, like real women. And not to say they're not real women, but the girl next door that you would sell your hair extension to. So at times it is difficult. That's one of my challenges, that trying to build a website that is genuine, you know.
Well,
that,
you know
that,
what? One of the biggest mm-hmm. things, just to jump right on in on there, because this is one of the big items that I have always talked with folks who are just kind of, you know, starting their business. And that is that when it comes to, like, a type of business that you have in which you're doing a hair extensions business, it's my suggestion is this, and this is also for the folks who have just opened up salons and barbershops even, but and to you, it sounds like you're interested in organic pictures.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's the thing. And with that in mind, what I would suggest is to create and organize a photo shoot. So you want mm-hmm. to begin to coordinate, and in Linda's case, she is already mm-hmm. represented by the amazing Hair Radio. So
yes.
We have to just, in full disclosure, we'll put that on out there. So she doesn't
yes.
have to worry about all this. It'll be kind of pulled together. But for you guys out there, what you know, in terms of advice, and this is also in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and that's kind of pulling together an organic photo shoot. That means getting everybody from the photographer
mm-hmm.
to the hairstylist, other stylists, if
yeah.
you're not a hairstylist, or getting a hairstylist. It's also having your makeup artist, if you're not one in the same or two in the same or what have you,
mm-hmm.
You know, making sure that you have the best photographer in town. And someone
yeah.
who is not a photographer who's just used to taking pictures of still life, if you will, but
yeah.
someone who is understanding of being a hair photographer, who knows how to arrange the lighting and all of that. And those are the pictures that you want to kind of start with, to have organic pictures for your walls, for your website, for your digital media, for your social media, all of that wonderful good stuff. So I think that that's something to bear in mind. And I agree. I think you don't want to just find cookie cutter images
yeah.
of folks that that you had and your products had nothing to do with. You know,
exactly.
that wouldn't translate necessarily the way you want it to be channeled. And we want to see your hair, your actual extensions out there
yeah,
on those beautiful
definitely.
Pictures. Yes, because that'll yeah. be uniquely you, Linda.
Yes,
I think
definitely.
That'll do the
yeah.
trick. Well, listen,
yeah.
I am just thrilled to have you with us, Linda. See, now I've got it.
I'm very excited.
Is this not fun?
It is very fun. This is my first time ever speaking on the radio.
Really?
And also, yes. And Carrie, you're fabulous. You're such a ball of energy, and I have all the positivity. And
thank you.
You know, and I feel I'm very blessed.
Well, I think you were the one who said I was the Oprah of radio.
Yes, you are.
I had many hesitations
to call you because I said, this man does not know me from a can of paint, and he's going to say, who is this woman contacting me?
No,
and
I'm
it was
just...
fear. Remember, I called you last pandemic a
well,
year from.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
Let me say this, Linda C.
Yes.
We are just thrilled. Not only
yes.
have you come on board, but one of the biggest things that I want to say that I think you're helping so many folks out there who are listening to this very broadcast, to this interview right now. And so just remember that. Not only have you been inspired, but you're actually inspiring others. So
yeah.
that's something
mm-hmm.
to keep in mind. Now, I've got to say, one of the things that I'm also happy to tell folks about is that you're coming to the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop,
yes,
which is
I
our
am.
Live hair event. So
yes.
that is going to be just awesome. That's coming up in August. That's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So let me just tell everybody as a great reminder, it's August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And these days, I've got to tell everybody the year. We've kind of skipped a year or two out here.
We
so
did.
It's happening, yes, this year, 2021. So let me
yes.
repeat that. 2021 Okay, it's the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop. It's a part of our Hair Nation Expo live events. So our website, which has all the details, includes all the information, we're going to tell you everything you need to know, by simply going to www.hairnationexpo.biz, that's B-I-Z. So not .com, it's .biz. So go to www.hairnationexpo.biz, and it'll be complete details for the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop Tour. That's coming up, again, August. It's a Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's out at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's one of the very first ever hair and beauty shows ever in the history of Atlantic City. Now, for us, we're real excited, and I'll tell you why. We have not just folks who are doing presentations on the inside, but we also have outside, exterior presentations that are happening at that event. So, and for those of you who wish to still take part but not leave home, well, join us virtually. So we've got you covered, indoor, outdoor, or virtually. And tickets are already on sale. Early bird tickets are available at eventbrite.com. You can go to eventbrite.com. So needed to get all that in, Linda.
Yes.
This morning we had to tell everybody all that wonderful
and
good
I
stuff.
Will be there.
Yes.
I'm
which,
so excited.
Well, me too, because that's the whole thing. And again, if you guys are just kind of tuning on in, you're speaking with Linda C. Now, she is running her own brand new hair extensions business, and she's talking to us out of West Orange, New Jersey, which is not all that far. It's in the northern part of New Jersey, which is not all that far from New York City. And I'm just happy. We're saying that she's going to be an actual vendor at the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it feel to be taking your business live to the people, so to speak?
It's unreal. It's unbelievable because, Carrie, I know I've had this conversation with you and with other people that how do you get off the ground? It's one-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you cannot miss. Because who's going to invite you? Because in this day and age of 2021 with all this craziness, this pandemic happening, I was looking online on Google to try to find pop-up shows, and nothing was there. And if saw someone that had a pop-up show, it was already too late because they're debuting the pop-up show, and you're watching it either on Facebook or Instagram. So it's done. So I'm really excited that this is happening, and it's a lifetime opportunity. And I think everyone who has a business of health, of hair care should it's the road to healthy hair, should definitely take advantage of it, because you never know who's going to be there, and it's
great
exposure for your business. And I'm super excited. Deep down inside, I'm mortified.
No, you're going to be just fine. You are going to be just fine.
So, I'm just busting at the seams because I am. It's like every day I wake up, it's exciting. Even when I drive to my job and I sit in the parking lot, which I did often, and say, do I really need to go in there? Because I love helping people, and I'm in the finance industry, but it's not my passion. It warms my heart when I see I'm able to assist them into whatever they need. But
the good news is it sounds like that, and this is an important part for hairpreneurs to know. And this is that because a lot of folks, I'm very fortunate I'm able to work and be part of this amazing hair and beauty industry and have been self-employed for many years. And for folks who are looking to make that transition, but first, you've got to make sure that you have everything set in place and working every day at a responsible position, which is going to may not be the end all for you, and and for many folks, that's not usually the end all, but it is a great resource, and something also that will help you with the resources to make your dreams come true.
Of course, you have to work at it every day.
Yes, and I'm grateful as well. I came out of the financial industry briefly for a period of time before I relaunched Hair Radio, and I'm just so grateful because, as I was saying the last time we chatted, this is the system that I still use to this day. So, and you can learn so much from you know, before you take a leap for yourself. So, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. Be very proud and be grateful that you have that, especially, like you just said, during this crazy pandemic time.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
Well, folks, again, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we're speaking with Linda C. Now, she's an, we're going to call her a hairpreneur out of the state of New Jersey. She has an amazing new hair extensions business, and we are so excited to have her as part of this amazing new series. It's a limited series that is kind of like a show within the show on the Hair Radio Morning Show, in which we are looking at all the different things that it takes to get a business off the ground. That's kind of like a, it, you know, if you look at it and you know, it can sometimes be overwhelming, right, Linda? But there's times and steps. But the one thing I love about your story, Linda C., you have a great support system. So we're going to shout them out this morning. You have a great support system that really enables and kind of helps you with what's going on and holding down the fort with all that you're doing. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm a mother of three, and
what?
I have a husband.
Okay. Oh,
my oldest is 18. She's going off to college. I call her the mother of the family because when I'm not here, believe it or not, she runs the household.
Wow.
And forget about dad. She runs the household. I can close my eyes, and I could give her exactly what she needs to do. And I know she gets. I know I put a lot on her, but I say to her, I'm prepping you for something that I was not given growing up as a
child. Well, we're going to give her an official Hair Radio shout out this morning.
Yes. And even before I came on with you today, she said, "Mom, you want to go on? You want to review on some talking points?" And you know, just so you know, Mr. Hines kind of. I said, "No, baby, I don't want to get overwhelmed. I think what I have in my head right now is okay."
I
just a great support system, and my husband is like my cheerleader, and you know, and I mean, he wasn't always my cheerleader because he was upset that, oh my gosh, you're spending how much on this hair, and he didn't realize. I said, listen, this is what I need to get my hair done, and yes, it costs money, and
but
I said,
you
know,
but this
is
how you make money.
Exactly. And he said,
but he's your biggest cheerleader these days.
He is, and sometimes I sit there. And I complain about work, or I'll say, oh, my gosh, we have to do something. I need to find a way to get out this job, or this is not my calling. He said, well, your calling is in front of you, so why aren't you doing something about it? You know,
I can't say anymore. It's like you have tiny little Carrie Hines Hair Radio people with you all the time there in New Jersey. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah, so they've been my support system, my extended family, my cousin, and she's also, and my girlfriend, the one that, you know, is always pushing me and telling me, you know, hey, I started my own skincare line. Like, it wasn't easy. But, you know, you can do this. You have a passion. I truly, truly have a passion. And it's not just selling hair extension. To me, it's having something of your own and spreading it out to other people. And, you know, and I say to my husband, I would say, this is what I want. I don't only want a boutique or whatever. I want, when you come in, it's like you're coming to see a doctor, okay? Mm. And
you tell me what your dilemma is, and I will do my best to try to solve it. And so that's how I look at it, because I go to these different places, and they're gorgeous, they're beautiful, but the love is not there, you know. And it's to me, it's like, it's very generic. You go in, this is what I want because I researched it. Okay, here you go. Have a nice day. So I want to not only provide a product to someone, but I want to extend that customer service level where, you know, like, I genuinely do care selling you this product, and not only because I want to gain your, you know, you as a customer, but I want you to be happy, you know. So and so that's why it's passionate to me, because, you know, I have all this help, but sometimes it's hard to kind of be your own cheerleader, because it's hard working on that dream, because you get so frustrated. It's like, I could see it at the door, but I don't know if you don't remember this commercial that, or this movie, that when you sit up at the bed and you have a nightmare and the door is right there for you to reach it, but the door is right there, but by the time you run, it's so far away. I don't know if that makes sense to you, Carrie, what I'm saying.
Well, you know what flashed through my mind as you were just saying that. Now, for you guys out there, what really hit my head was The Exorcist. With
yes.
the spinning head. I'm sorry, folks,
yes,
out there. That is just awful.
It's you sit up, and it's like, and sometimes it can be. And so
just remind me to give you, to share with you guys my actual story. I've met her literally live and in person. I'll share that with you a little later at some point. But, you know, Linda C., I have to say, I'm just, this is amazing to have you on the show and to be doing this wonderful entrepreneurial series.
I'm honored to be here.
Really? Well, this is where we start to talk about some of the things that folks have tuned in to hear, and that's how to get rich in the hair business. Some of the items that that I wanted to bring everybody's attention to. And it's really the last, you know, as I said, we're closing in on 10 years of my book, which is out there. Again, let me just make sure it's clear. It's called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's Learn the Secrets to Make Money in the Hair Business. And this is really out there on Amazon. It's out there through us. You can get autographed copies if you like. One of the things that I really have talked about is, you know, besides social media and all that other wonderful good stuff, and how to effectively get rich and generate income. But one of my favorite things, well, hold on, I'm on like page, like I think it's like page 50. I'm going to kind of go through here. Yeah, I'm actually looking in the book. Now, this is something, and I'll tell you why, Linda C. It's because when, remember a little while ago we talked about how to get started, and we, you know, it's really important that folks understand the difference between advertising, marketing, and publicity. And I really wanted to make that clear. Now, of course, I go into great detail in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book. But just for you guys listening out there today, advertising and public relations, I should say like publicity. So what's the difference mainly between advertising and publicity? And that difference is very important. Advertising is when you are putting your message out to the masses, but the masses recognize that it's advertising. We know when we hear a radio commercial that's talking about hair extensions, we know that that is a commercial and that is an advertisement. Publicity, on the other hand, is when you are looking through a magazine and you might see a story that's written about entrepreneurship and starting a hair extensions business. That is publicity. Publicity is free. Advertising costs money to the merchant to put their message out. So, you know, there are all kinds of different things. As far as marketing goes, marketing really encompasses all of that, to be honest. It's a part advertising, it's part publicity and sales. All those things fall under the umbrella of marketing. So just a little quick snippet. A whole lot more is in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, available on Amazon or with us directly here. So does that make any sense, Linda?
Oh, definitely. It makes perfect sense. And it's something that, you know, because you're going in with virtually with your eyes wide shut. And so it's like you don't know what to expect. It's like you're learning. But when you have that, you know, someone literally is holding your hand, which that's what you're doing for me and your book. It's a different experience, because I always say that you don't have to go through certain things to understand or to kind of know. And if it's well explained to you and you apply yourself and you have good guidance, you can definitely make it. And I always saw the vision, but I didn't know where to start. And it was so much, because everybody said, online, Instagram. And I said, you know what? I may be on Instagram, but I don't interact with Instagram. And it was a fear of the masses, I would say, of how people will welcome you, you know?
Well, I do want to say that social media, and the important takeaway from that is IG, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, you know, whatever way that you're out there, all of the social media, they're great. They are absolutely great. Mm-hmm. They are free. Mm-hmm. And again, free, I'm doing air quotes because, you know, basically they want something from you, but that's another story. But they do allow us the opportunity to, you know, get a portion of our message out there. And again, I say a portion of our message, whether it be through pictures or videos and things like that, they do allow us to do that. However, the only place to get your entire message across to folks through the internet is with your website. So that is critical. Yeah. Social media is important, but it's just one component. It's just one mm-hmm. portion of what you need to know and do. Do not think that, because I've come across a lot of merchants and folks out there in the hair business and others who think that, oh, I'll just put my message on Facebook. Oh, that's all we need. It's free. Well, let me tell you, not a great idea. Not a great idea. It's a great start. And again, it's not the end all. It's a great start and a great supplement and complement to what you're trying to do, but it can never stand entirely alone. And that's an important part, and I talk about it again in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, and I'm so happy about that. Again, it's out there. So thanks so much, Linda C., with your own hair extensions business with us.
Thank you.
And this very first part of this amazing new series, From the Ground Up, which I'm so happy to have you with us as a hair entrepreneur. We're calling a hairpreneur.
Yes, hairpreneur.
Hairpreneur. Linda, before we close out this particular episode, is there anything that you would like to leave us with today?
Yes.
Any thoughts, anything before we close out?
I just wanted to thank everyone for tuning in with Carrie and myself, Linda C., and thank you. This is my first show with him, and I'm very excited.
Awesome.
I'm very excited to be, hopefully I'll be a regular guest with on Hairpreneur, giving some of some of ideas and some of my ups and downs, and trying to help, you know, the men and women out there that wants to go into this hair industry and they don't know where to start, or I can share my woes and, you know, with you guys and also my ups. So
exactly.
With Carrie's guidance, we could definitely push this through. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, again, it's been my pleasure. We have been talking and chatting with the amazing, we're calling you the amazing Linda C., and your wonderful, wonderful hair extensions business, and this is just the beginning. And tune in on a regular basis right here to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show for the very next episode of Hairpreneur. We're loving it. All right. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us, everybody.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do?
I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Hey, I wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the amazing companies that are connected with the Hair Radio Morning Show. Folks like FixYourFeet.com with the amazing Dr. Yolanda Raglan. She has two locations, one in New York City, one out in Maryland. She is a DPM, which is a doctor of podiatric medicine, and she knows what she's doing. Please go to FixYourFeet.com. She's pretty much FixYourFeet.com across so many different platforms and social media. You can certainly find her. Grip and dip. And we now, I'm so happy to say that the Hair Radio Morning Show, we actually carry the Grip and Dip. What it is, it's a device. It looks like a watch. It's a beautiful little watch that goes on your wrist. And so when someone like a braider is greasing someone's scalp, or mom or whomever is greasing someone's scalp, they don't have to put a dip of the hair grease on the back of their wrist. They can actually put it in the repository, which looks like a watch. It's called the Grip and Dip, and it works beautifully, and it's very economical. If you'd like to order, just let us know here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We will get you a Grip and Dip. Also, we're going to have it available at hairradio.com. That's HairRadio.com. We also like to tell you about Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Their website is ruggedevo.com, so ruggedevo.com. They have a complete line of beard care. I'm really, really quite proud of Arrington and all that they have done at their company. Please go to ruggedevo.com for the complete details and all their new products. They are always releasing new products for the men and beards. Please check them out. Again, ruggedevo.com. Stimulating Roots. StimulatingRoots.com. Now, I love Stimulating Roots. Roots is spelled R-U-T-Z. Let's be clear. StimulatingRoots.com is a complete system which works to prevent hair loss, and it is just amazing. It's a complete system. Please go to StimulatingRoots.com. Again, it's R-U-T-Z.com. Smooth Black. I want to say Smooth Black Ink. Troy Ballard, he's the man behind Smooth Black Ink. Rather, he is Smooth Black, big time hairstylist who is really known, especially out in California on the West Coast. He actually stars in his own radio show right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show wheel on Wednesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. We're glad to have him. He shares a lot of trade secrets and so much more. Smooth Black, so thank you so much for your support. HealAndGo.com. They are recent company to join us here at Hair Radio, and that's HealAndGo. The folks at HealAndGo.com, they have a line of products and things that really are quite natural, oils and things that really benefit you. Please check them out again, HealAndGo.com. It's an online store. You're going to love them. Check them out. TracyBeautySupply.com. Now, they are all about hair online. So please, Tracy Beauty Supply. Now, she spells Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. So it's T-R-A-C-Y Beauty Supply. .com. We're happy to have them on board here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And certainly our folks at ChairWatch.com. Now, it's a mobile booking app, and it's free to download. Works on either Apple or Android phones. I mean, it does everything. Your clients can book their appointments,
notes, all kinds of things, deposits, images, services, services shareability, service add-ons, client reminding notifications, all kinds of things. It's really ideal for folks who are in the personal care industry. So anyone who needs to kind of book appointments can do so. Download, again, the ChairWatch app. You can simply go to chairwatch.com and find out complete details. And there's so much to do over at chairwatch.com as well. So I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you for your time. And please check out these amazing companies. Thank you.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now I have a very, very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music. You know him. His name is Lenny Williams. Lenny, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Yes, we're happy to have you. Now, you have quite an expansive career in music. And the first thing that comes to mind when we think of Lenny Williams, you know where I'm going with this. Lenny, everybody recognizes you as... Yes.
Everybody wants to do the
Exactly. How do you feel about that? I've always wanted to know that. How do you feel about being known as that the singer who... that's his tagline. How do you feel about that?
It's cool. I love it. You know, I mean, I've had songs that have been higher on the charts. Actually, because I Love You never was a single. You know, I've had songs that in the top 10, and but this song seems to have distinguished itself. You know, it has a something that stands out, and so most definitely it's humbling and it makes me feel good that the people can identify me with that.
Well, that's amazing. So 'Cause I Love You was never actually released as a single?
No, as a single. It was on just on the Spark of Love album. And I remember years later, the MCA at that time, before it became Universal, wanted to do a single. And so they asked me to edit it, and then I tried it, and it didn't work. And then they had Andre Fisher, now the Cole's husband at the time, to try to do it, and they didn't like that. So it was never ever been a single.
Wow.
Seven and a half minutes, right, yeah.
Wow, yes, and it is quite popular. And it just stands, I guess it's such a great song that it just stands the test of time and just has reached and touched so many different individuals. So I know you have
it's
to perform that everywhere you go.
Yes. If I don't do that, they're going to run me out of town.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that. And we can't get enough of it. So now, Lenny, I want to go back a little bit. I want to share with everybody. Yeah, let's go back. Where are you from? And, how did you get your start? Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. That's where I was born. But I was actually raised in Oakland, California. I came to Oakland when I was 18 months old. And my mom tells a story that she taught me how to say the Lord's Prayer. And so she invited some of the older women from the church. And she said, Leonard Charles knows how to say his prayers. And they gathered around. And so time for me to, say my prayers. And I said, Our Father. And then I threw my hands in the air and said, Hey, Baba Wee Bop, which was a hit song at that time. And so I guess I've just been listening to the radio and singing, all my life. And then I started playing trumpet in the fourth grade. And then I went to church with the Stewart family, which is Sly Stone and his family, with the Walter Hawkins, Ed Hawkins, Jermaine Hawkins, Andre Crouch, Sandra Crouch, Billy Preston. I was kind of always around music and then after I kind of got out of the church, was hanging out with people like Huey Lewis and John Fogerty from Creed's Clearwater. So, just always, this has always been a part of my life, yeah.
So those were some of the influences. Who were some of the others?
Well, I loved Sam Cooke when I was growing up, so I listened to the radio and, just trying to learn all the Sam Cooke songs. And my cousin and I, we went to school together, went to high school together, so we just grabbed us a carton of milk and some cookies, and we'd walk around and sing Sam Cooke songs and have a contest to see who could be the number one Sam Cooke imitator, and he'd always vote for himself, and I'd always vote for me, and so it was always a tie. Yeah, but that was my main man right there, Sam Cooke.
Wow. Well, I want to talk about the Tower of Power days as well. What can you tell us about that whole experience? We know that you then went on and do your remarkable solo career, but what can you tell us in summary about your days with Tower of Power?
Yeah, the way I met the guys in Tower of Power was I did a record in like 1969 on Fantasy Records. And everybody was saying, well, when are you going to do a show? When are you going to do a show? And I'm like, I don't have a band. So a friend of mine introduced me to this guy, and he took me to Fremont, California, which is about 40 miles outside of Oakland to a suburb. And I went out there, and I met this young band, and they would call themselves the Motown Soul Band. So we started talking and hanging out and, rehearsing and things, and then nothing ever came of it. And so fast forward a few years later, I was hanging out with Larry Graham, and we were writing songs, and Larry suggested we put some horns on it, so he said, I'm going to call the band Tower of Power. So they came over, and when they walked through the door, I'm like, oh, I remember these guys. They used to be the Motown Soul Band, so we got reacquainted, and then I started writing for them. And then they had a problem with their singer, and they said, well, do you want to be the singer? We have a problem with the guy that's the lead singer. I'm like, okay, cool. And so then we put out Still Very Hard to Go, and bam, he's number one. I think we recorded in December, by the end of January, it was number one. It was just just a trip, just a band, real music business, I would say.
Exactly. So then you began to carve out a career for yourself as a solo performer. I believe that you probably took a lot of those lessons and things from the group, that you carried that forward with you. Am I right? No, you go ahead. Tell me. Okay.
Top Power was a big group. There was 12 members in the band, and we had two managers and the roadies and everything. So I learned a lot of things that you should do to make a band work and run efficiently. And then I learned a lot of things that you shouldn't do. Top Power had a lot of drugs. There's a lot of drugs in the band. A lot of drugs, alcohol, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, really,
Right.
And so, I've learned, that those things can actually destroy your band's career, things like that. There were a lot of lessons to be learned, most of them were positive lessons. And I was with the band for we did three albums, and then I left and started to return to my solo career.
Absolutely. Now listen, I also like the fact that you worked with folks like Betty Wright and The Roots, of course. There is the song that you guys did. I believe it's I think it's called Baby Come Back. It's just such a great song. What is it like when you get to and that's just amongst many, of course. But what is it like when you get an opportunity to work with these other legendary artists?
Well, I was just sitting around and the phone rang, and it was like, I answered, hey, baby, Betty Wright on the phone. I'm like, oh, well, cool. What's up? And she's like, hey, I'm doing this song. I want you to do it. And I said, okay. And she said, I'm going to send it to you. You tell me what you think. So she sent it to me, and I listened to it. On the computer, and then she said, well, I said, I like it. She said, well, this is what I want you to do. And so she told me what to do, and so I went to the studio, and I did it, then I sent it back to her, and then she said, well, I want you to do a little bit more of this, a little bit more of that, and I said, okay, send it back. She said, well, okay, don't do too much over there. Betty, she knows her music, right? Finally, she's like, oh, I'm loving it. So I wanted to hear her laughing, and she seemed like she loved it. And so that's just how it came by, and I was just like so excited and so honored, to do the song with Betty here, because she's a class act and a legend, herself, most definitely.
Absolutely. Well, it is a fabulous song, let me say that. So definitely for you guys out there. Now let's talk about your music, the current music, and also some of the projects, of course, that you had along the way. What are some of the things that you're working on these days?
Yeah, well, I'm basically, I just did an album called Still in the Game, and, you know, did that, I think, in 2012. And, you know, we're still working, you know, and promoting that. And then I've been doing some plays. And then also I, you know, spent a lot of time down south and in Chicago. And, you know, people love the blues, so I've kind of incorporated some blues into my show. And so people would always say, well, what's on my CD? Is that blues on there? And I'm like, no. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to have to cut me a couple of blues songs, you know, and put on the CD. Mm-hmm. So I went in here recently and did that. And then so somebody heard it, and they were having the blues tour, the Blues Is All Right tour. And they said, well, you want to be on that? And I'm like, yeah. So now I'm on the blues tour. You know, I'll be doing that all of March and some of April. And, well, actually starting in February, February 27th down in New Orleans, and then all of March. And so just excited about that. And, you know, it's just tremendous to be able to go back and do things like gospel and the blues because they, you know, they're the roots of our music here in the United States, you know, in America.
Absolutely, yes. Folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we have a music legend with us today. His name is Lenny Williams. Lenny, I just want to welcome you again to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Most definitely my pleasure.
Now, I have to say, and we kind of just moved a little bit past that, but I do want to talk about Still in the Game. You have a lot of great songs on there that I really, me personally love, and I'm sure everybody out there feels the same way. What was it like in doing a lot of those songs for that particular CD? And I remember you did one that I love, and I have to think of it now that I'm on the spot. But what was it like for you doing all of those?
Yeah.
Well, I like that one, too. That's one of my favorites, too. I like Still. I like it was the one
that got away.
Well, that I like, too. And we have all these songs going on. But there was one other one that you did, In My Mind. And you tell me which CD that was on. Yes. That was on that CD. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something. Oh, that was on the other CD. Okay. Sir, you are a singing man. And we love it. We love it. You know, they're just there's just something about these songs that you do that are just fantastic, obviously. So Still in the Game, I'm sorry, Still in the Game is still out there, and folks can pick it up and hear some of these other songs that you have. Okay. All right. Well, now, and you were just saying about the blues, so now you're kind of moving into that territory. What is it like to kind of make that transition and how do you feel about it?
Well, you know, it's not like it's, you know, like I'm, you know, just kind of, when I do my shows, all I do is blues, you know, but, you know, because I'm, you know, I feel like to be true to who I am and where I've been.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go on stage, I try to, you know, sing all of the, you know, the songs from the various eras that I've been, you know, been singing. So I'm, you know, the Child Power stuff, the stuff that I did after I left Child Power, the songs I did with Kenny G on the Duotones album, and then now, you know, incorporating a couple of blues songs into my repertoire. And then basically, you know, so that way whoever is in the audience, they get a little bit of the Lenny Williams that they came to see. And, you know, so it's just been tremendous, you know, and great reception. People seem to love it, and, you know, and so, you know, we just keep on marching on.
I hear you. Sir, now tell us about the music of today. How do you feel about some of these younger performers, some of these new artists who are out? I know quite a few of them have already sampled your music, so we kind of have an idea how they feel about you. But how do you feel about them and the music that they're doing these days?
Well, there's some good artists out there, you know. I mean, like Neo and you know, different people like that, Beyonce, you know, so... definitely, like, you know, like them, and you know, then, you know, the rap. I like rap music too. You know, I mean, sometimes I think some rap artists are lyrically challenged. I mean, I would say that the way they do their lyrics, even the stuff that I don't like, are it's great. I mean, I listen to the way they compose their lyrics and things like that, and it's like it's sensational, and I see why it sells. But I think that you know, some of them, you know, limit themselves because, you know, with the, you know, a lot of the profanity and things like that, and it's like, well, what if you get a call from Disney and they want you to do a song for 9-year-olds? If all you can do is, you know, swear, you know, and use profanity, then you're going to miss out on that $1 million contract. You know, so, you know, I think that people need to broaden, you know, their scope a little bit, but not that, you know, it's their day, you know, and so, I mean, who am I to get in the way and, you know, overly critique what they do? You know, I listen to what I like, you know, what I like and what I don't like, I change and turn the channel. You know, I'm sure that, you know, people, when my music comes on, if they like it, they listen to it. If they don't like it, they turn the channel. So, you know, we're all entitled to do. But for the most part, I like, you know, what's going on. I can turn the radio on and listen to it coming to the club, and you know, I'm like, hey, I'm tapping my feet. I feel like getting out on the middle of the floor and doing my thing, you know. So, more power, you know, more power to them, most definitely.
God, well, they can certainly take a page from your playbook with the long, you know, the longevity of your career. Just amazing. Okay, well, Lenny,
yeah, I've been around for a while. That's most definitely,
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the current projects and how folks can find you and or your music. Tell us.
Yeah, I'm on, you can go to LennyWilliams.com, and you can also go, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, on Instagram, so, you know, you can go to iTunes, Amazon, you know, all of the online, you know, stores and find my music, and like, you know, like we're in business, we're in the music business, you know, and that we're out there doing shows, or we're doing videos, and you know, we're making it happen. You know, I'm doing interviews, you know, morning hair show, and you know, just making it, making it happen. You know, and then being, you know, visible and everything like that. You know, and viable. You know, so I mean, that's what, you know, the music business has changed a lot, and especially for older artists. You know, artists that have been around for a while. You know, myself included. I see people, you know, who are icons like Aretha Franklin putting out records and people don't even know that they're out, Ron Isley, you know, so it's a definitely, a time to be diligent and you know, just rediscover and redefine yourself and your methods of getting your music out, you know, so the internet and social media,
exactly,
making your own records and things like that, you know, is the theme of the day.
That's, I couldn't agree more. It seems like that is, unfortunately, you know, it's not quite the way it was before, but at the same time, there are a lot of great possibilities that
I
had.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, you just got to, and I think what it is, it's getting people back to the point where they're, you know, what you're doing for self, and you're not reliant upon, you know, a record company coming and signing you, or, you know, so when the going gets tough, the tough get going, and so, you know, you figure out another way to do it. You know, when I was growing up, if my dad, if something went wrong around the house and we didn't have the money to call, you know, the man with the big truck to come do it, you know, he did. You know, he figured out, he sit up there and look at it from the left side and the right side and the other side and the other side, and he said, okay, I'm ready, and take it apart and fix it and
exactly.
Put it back together.
And made it work, exactly.
Yeah, make it work, most definitely. So that's what we're doing, you know, we're making it work, and it's exciting, you know, I mean, it's exciting, and it keeps you going, keeps that blood flowing, you're getting up, you know, every day, and, you know, it's a new challenge, and then, you know, when you succeed, you know, you pat yourself on the back, and you see the rewards of what you've done.
Absolutely. Well, Lenny, I have to say, I want to thank you so much. Did you have any last comments that you'd like to share with us today? Any words of inspiration?
Yeah, I just like to say that I want to thank all your listeners, you know, for supporting me over the years. Buying the CDs, buying the records, coming out to the shows, and you know, calling radio stations and asking, requesting the records. I want people to know that don't take that for granted, you know, that I am humbled by it. And you know, hopefully I can, you know, live up to the you know, the standard, and you know, always be professional and get people what they want.
Lenny, you have far exceeded that.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises. An image she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Deep within the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you. Girls eat nothing, she says. Beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Well, my target audience is going to be 50 plus. I am a woman of 50 plus, and I want to be able to have a platform for women 50 plus to be able to feel that they can recreate themselves. It's like almost a rediscovery. And a lot of times, too often, I hear women 50 plus say, I just want to retire, I'm tired, it's over for me. And I want to change that type of mindset to, and not really change the mindset, but just add to that by letting them know there's so many things they still can do at 50 plus, and all it takes is just having a platform of women coming together and sharing different perspectives, and I think that that is going to open the door for women 50 plus to know that there's so much more to us.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It is Thursday morning. It's June 3rd of 2021. I want to take a moment to bring to the line my amazing, I'm going to just say my favorite fan contributor. We're talking about the amazing Miss Terry out of Georgia, the Atlanta area. Good morning, Miss Terry. Good morning. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, and welcome to all of our listeners across the nation. Welcome, everybody. Hello. Good morning. How is everybody doing?
Exactly. Well, listen, I echo that sentiment, and we're so excited to get today's show started. It's our broadcast number 572, Miss Terry. Yes, very excited about it. That's right. We're working towards our 600th broadcast, which we say should really hit the end of August, early part of September. We are going to have a big celebration, virtual, of course, in September. We'll continue to keep you guys informed about it. But if you'd like to read about it, you can go over to our website at hairradio.com. That's HAIradio.com, just one R. And, you know, and make sure that you become familiar. We don't get a chance to talk much about our website, our official website. We've got two. HairRadio.com is where we put a lot of information about our daily broadcast, this program right here. And over at HairNationExpo.biz, that's B-I-Z, that's our event site. So one is .biz, that's HairNationExpo.biz, and the other is HairRadio.com. So two different suffixes. They are two different endings. Please keep note of those and visit them. They give you all the information. Really, they cover the entire business, Ms. Terry. So just want to remind everybody about that. Okay.
And that hairradio.com. The hairradio.com has some nice new things on it.
Yes, it does. Yes, absolutely. One of my favorite things is, like, we put a lot of the magazine covers and that we do. We do a lot of magazine covers about our guests and stuff like that, and art. And one is a very beautiful, to celebrate the Year of the Woman, we have a beautiful artistic picture there that was designed. And I did the cover, and so many folks asked me about, you know, could they get a copy of that so that they could put it on their wall. So I thought that was just the highest praise of all, especially since I'm not a graphic artist or anything like that. Listen, lots to get into officially today, Miss Terry, on this Thursday morning. Again, it's June 3rd of 2021. Just wanted to remind the folks, we're the year's moving along, half gone. I want to say this because this is very important. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, we will share this program following the 9 o'clock wrap-up. You guys know that we go off at 9 o'clock Eastern time, which we've got a long way to go. We're about half done today. And so once we're off the air, then you, of course, will share it. You can go to our social media, look up the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's on Facebook. At Twitter, it's HAI Radio, you know, the little at sign, HAI Radio on Twitter. Check us out on Instagram. I'm Hines Carey. So very easy across all the platforms and all of that wonderful good stuff. If you've missed it, listen back to the beginning because I'm so happy about this. We rebroadcast Linda C's first appearance in our broadcast where she's one of the co-hosts for this new program. I call it it's like a show within a show. It's called Hairpreneur. And that's my new name for all of my Facebook fans. I'm calling you guys Hairpreneurs because that's what you really are.
you're in the hair and beauty industry, and you're entrepreneurs. So what do you think of that new moniker for our followers, Ms. Terry, Hairpreneurs? So I'm going to start with you, Ms. Hairpreneur Terry. What do you think about that name?
I actually love it because do have so many. Yeah, you do have so many entrepreneurs. You have a lot of hairstylists who are off on their own, 1099, you know, kind of doing their own thing. So there is a lot of us out here. So I think Hairpreneurs is great. I really do.
Thank you.
I think it's a great name.
That means a lot. Well, coming from you, I take it as high praise. High praise this morning, Ms. Terry. So I'm very excited about that. High praise. So I want to say thank you for that. You know, and we're not talking about high as in terms of liquor and stuff. So get that out your mind, folks. We're talking about high as in high five. Okay. So we need, well, some folks, it's a liquid breakfast. We're not throwing daggers at anybody. Mine is a liquid breakfast too, but mine is 100% coffee. And that is a drug enough, as some folks say. So
that is funny.
We'll move that along. Now, so I want to kind of tell, we've got some big news to share with everybody, and I think we need to just jump on in and unveil the news. Okay, yes,
spilling
it. Yes, the first thing I want to do is acknowledge our amazing fans and all the folks who are tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Just as important
are the folks who are wise enough to invest in our broadcast, who support us. Some of them advertise, some of them are guests on the program, and we're so excited that they just, you know, even they promote us at their locations and all that wonderful good stuff. New to the list of wonderful supporters is an amazing restaurant, and I had a chance to just meet this gentleman through our efforts here at Hair Radio, and I immediately just gravitated towards him. He is an entrepreneur in his own right. He's also done radio and stuff, so this is nothing new to him. You'll get a chance to meet him very, very soon right here on our broadcast. He runs a restaurant, a vegan cafe. It's called La Luz. It's La Luz Restaurant, Vegan Cafe. It's in New Jersey, in the southern part of New Jersey, Beverly, New Jersey. So you want to look it up, Beverly, Beverly, New Jersey. Now, La Luz is spelled L-A-L-U. So that's how he spells it, La Luz. La Luz Restaurant. It's La Luz Vegan Cafe. So you know what they sell there. They're talking about Vegan Cafe. It must be some delicious vegan food for you vegan folks. So this will be really, really great. So we want to welcome him aboard. You'll be hearing his new commercial right here on our Hair Radio morning show, probably in the next couple of days. So please stay tuned for that. I'm looking forward to it. Plus, he'll be here on the air to talk about his restaurant. And I'm hoping we can get some food in. That's what I'm looking for, some food to kind of carry us on through, sure. So I'm excited about that. I think it's really nice. Now, and certainly welcome to all of our amazing. Let me just say, I got to plug everybody. The folks at ChairWatch, again, the mobile booking app, please download the mobile booking app. It is free. ChairWatch, download it to your phone. It shows support of our broadcast. Very important. Also, TracyBeautySupply.com. Tracy Beauty Supply. Let me get it together here. Smooth Black Ink. And, of course, HealAndGo.com. We want to say thank you to you guys. Rugged Evolution. You know that their website is RuggedEvo.com. FixYourFeet.com with Dr. Ragland. You guys know Dr. Yolanda Ragland real well. FixYourFeet.com. And, of course, we opened up with Stimulating Roots. That's R-U-T-Z. R-U-T-Z this morning, Stimulating Roots. Complete Beauty Solutions. Complete Beauty Solutions, also recent to our big lineup here. Their website is C, as in Complete Beauty Solutions. With an S.com. So I'm grateful to all of our supporters out there, everybody who is picking up the support tab and just helping us at Hair Radio, because that's how we're able to bring you this broadcast every day. We wouldn't be able to do it. So are you ready? Are you sitting down now, Miss Terry? We got
the
news.
We are ready.
Okay.
Spill the beans.
All right, got two announcements. The first announcement I want to say has a lot to do with all these wonderful new additions to the broadcast. You know, every day we're bursting at the seams. Am I correct, Miss Terry? It's something like every day is something new to share.
Absolutely.
Right? And I'm like,
fun. That makes it fun.
It does. And so I am thrilled to let everybody know. I thought of this. Let me be clear about this so that you guys have a real good understanding. We're live this morning. Again, it's Thursday. I'm going to say Tuesday. It's Thursday, June 3rd of 2021. It's our show number 572. Again, welcoming everybody. The announcements that I have, I started the Hair Radio Show, as you guys know, in 1995. In about 2003, I want to say it was 2003, I started what was called the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. Now, this was only, again, a radio network, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It was the world's first audio round-the-clock network about hair and beauty. It had never been done before, period. And so I did that for a while, and then took everything down and off the air and went back to work at a regular 9-to-5 like most of you guys out there. And never really returned to the 24, well, that's not so. I did return briefly to 24-hour broadcasting, but that's another story. And I had always, in the back of my mind, thought that we would bring back 24-hour broadcasting to the world for hair and beauty. It's, again, still hasn't been done until we do it again. And so I'm happy to revisit this for everybody. So my news is we are bringing back the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, HBN. And on HBN, you'll be able to listen 24 hours a day, not just to Hair and Beauty and my stuff, but also you'll have a lot of other shows that we are producing. We're getting big. So we want to make sure that we have the forum for these amazing folks who will be joining us. So we'll add another platform where you'll be able to listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Some of our content, we probably will have some behind paywalls, which means that it'll be exclusive content, and we'll have VIP memberships and all of that, and subscriptions and so forth and so on. So a lot is changing. A lot is growing. We always knew this is the company we'd be, and we're real excited about it. And growth for us is mega growth for you and your hair. So what do you think about that, Miss Terry?
I really think that's great, and I really think it's great that HBN will be available for 24 hours, because you know you have different people who work different different shifts, different time zones,
sure,
and everything. So just the fact that it'll be available for everybody 24 hours a day, I think that's awesome, really, really awesome.
Thank
and I
you.
Also think it's awesome that we're going to jump back into this and just be the memberships and everything is going to be really, really great.
Exactly. We're going to have subscriptions. So we're going to have exclusive content that you're not going to get for free on the radio show that we normally do from 6 to 9. So we're going to have exclusive content, special interviews with some more celebrities and different people, and exclusive new stories and new things that you can learn, workshops, official workshops, and master classes. So all of that will be available exclusively. And let me just say this, at Hair Radio, we're not quite like other shows. Other shows may try to be quite like us, but we don't copy after anybody. I guess you figured that out already, Miss Terry. Our show is incredibly organic, and that's why we experience the growth that we do, and that's why we continue work behind the scenes to improve this broadcast. We want it to be the best for our fans everywhere, and that means a lot. So it's time for roll call. We need to acknowledge the people who are tuning in. So whether you're in Delaware or Newark, wherever, Newark, New Jersey, Philadelphia, you know, up and down the East Coast, Virginia, mm-hmm. West Virginia, Miami, up north in, Rhode Island, Boston area, the Midwest, you know, we're always shouting out Chicago, Indiana, Ohio, everywhere. We really love you guys. We appreciate you tuning in and being part of this broadcast. Folks in, you know, Oklahoma, shouting out Oklahoma City. The folks down in Texas, we are, you know, your folks here, we love Texas, and we love the people who are paying attention. Utah, we must keep in mind, Utah, yes. Folks in all kinds of parts of America, we're talking about in on the West, we're talking Las Vegas, Nevada. We're talking mm-hmm. about Washington State. You know, Puyallup, Washington, okay? We're talking about little places and big places. We're talking about, Portland, Oregon. We're talking about, just about everywhere, Alaska. We have not forgotten about you. So very, very important. And I should mention Hawaii while we're at it. We are everywhere. Wherever mm-hmm. there's internet, you can hear the Hair Radio Morning Show. Our international listeners will tell you the same thing. They are tuned in all the way over in Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, Egypt, South Africa, like Johannesburg. We have listeners everywhere. Over in Australia, I should say down under in Australia, of course. We have an amazing. You were going to say something, yeah. Terry?
No, I was just going to say that's amazing.
Yes.
You have people everywhere listening to the broadcast.
I agree.
Yeah.
So that's
awesome.
What it is that Hair Radio Morning Show, our job is to help folks in the morning. When you wake up, you dial that number, that, our 516 number, and it connects you directly to us live. And the broadcast will get you, you know, while you're making breakfast, like I usually do during our show, from 6 mm-hmm. to 9 in the morning, and you tune in live. You can, you know, like I say, let your voice be heard. And I also say your hair speaks volumes, because it really does. So we are about hair, beauty, and community. It doesn't get any better. It doesn't. That's always what we're about, hair, beauty, and community. Those are the things that we strive to always be about on this broadcast. So it's not hard to figure out what the Hair Radio Morning Show represents, hair, beauty, and community.
Mm-hmm.
So that is critical. So that's part one of my news, Miss Terry. Now, would you like to hear part two?
Absolutely. Drum roll, please.
Well, no, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a commercial break. I like the drum roll idea. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, it's time. It's time.
Ooh.
We're going to tell you what that other news is. So, just stay tuned. We've got a lot more this morning of the Hair Radio Morning Show. By the way, it is Black Music Month. We've been playing some amazing songs. We opened up with Cover Girl by RuPaul. You guys know he's celebrating LGBT Month. It's Pride Month, the month of June, as well as Black Hair Month. It's really doing some big things out there this month. And we have some other announcements about June we'll talk about later in the broadcast.
And then coming up at a little after 8 o'clock this morning, the next episode of Hairpreneurs with Linda C. Stay with us. More to come.
The Natural Hair Care and Maintenance Training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
But radio commercials as much as they do television commercials?
Maybe more so.
How do you figure that?
Well, in television, your tube goes minutes just before the commercial comes on.
Yeah?
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
I never thought of that.
In radio, an advertiser can just sort of sneak up on you without any warning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you haven't noticed your car radio suddenly fading to black before the commercial, have you?
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay, but do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live, and yes, you are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It is Thursday morning. Throw it back Thursday, whatever they call it, TBT, all that fancy good stuff. Good morning to you guys out there. And, of course, to Miss Terry, who is in Georgia. She always joins us on the air. She's our fan contributor, and she's representing out in the Atlanta area. Good morning, Miss Terry. Happy Thursday.
Good morning to you, Kerry, and again to all of our listeners out there. Happy Thursday to you guys, too.
That's right, exactly. And I have to say, Throwback Thursday, and I don't know if you still do this, Miss Terry, with the TBT. Everybody was hashtagging TBT for a while, but I don't see it much anymore. So I don't know if we're the last ones, or should I say I'm the last one to start changing. You know, when by the time I get into the groove of what's happening, you know, pop culture-wise, it's like been over for 6 months by the time I'm just catching on. But I do want to say I love June, and the month of June, as I was telling you the other day, is that because I get to play unabashedly all of my favorite old songs because it's Black Music Month. So I really go to town. It's my favorite month on radio. I get to, because I have a lot of songs that are rich and, you know, and great singers that we don't hear of on the radio anymore. Some songs that really are part of our, you know, they're part of our lives. This is what has shaped us. And so I'm not comfortable just pretending that those songs are not what I enjoy. I love them. I also play a little of the new stuff. You'll catch a little bit of Dua Lipa and a couple of these other folks, you know, out here on our broadcast and you know, quite a few of them. But for the most part, my heart lies where a lot of these folks from the past days. So, you know, you'll hear it on Thursdays especially. That's all. But you're going to hear it the entire month of June. Now, before our little commercial break, what were we talking about, Miss Terry? Do you remember what we said?
right before the commercial break.
Oh, absolutely, that we were going to make another announcement.
Ah, she does. And ding, ding, ding. Yes, you got it. You hit it on the head. And that's where we are this morning. And, again, if you've just joined us, I'm Carrie Hines with Miss Terry on the line. It's our Thursday edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're on till 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And the big announcement that I have to say, you know what? I made a little audio for you. I'm going to put the audio on. I think I have it here. So this is how I'm going to unveil this new announcement. What do you think of that fancy footwork? What do you think of that, Miss Terry?
We love fancy, so we are ready.
Okay, so here's the audio, guys. It's only about 4 minutes long, so take a listen until the end. And we'll, Miss Terry and I, we're going to chat about it right after this. So here's the audio. I made it just for you.
Hi, everybody. It's Carrie Hines, and I really wanted to take some time to tell you about my personal journey to get the vaccine today. As you guys know, particularly if you listen to our other coverage of the vaccine, I was very happy to share with everybody my thoughts on the vaccine, but I wanted to create a dialogue first that included everybody's perspective. I didn't think it was fair to present one side of it. So I, as with all my productions and radio advertisements and everything that we do, we want to have balance with our broadcasting. So I decided, I just don't know what was the great motivation besides just trying to decide to just move into the next realm with everybody else. So finally, I decided to just go ahead and take a shot. And so I researched it a bit online and found... And actually, speaking with one of my clients, you know, it's like, oh, just go to one of the, you know, the spots I was prepared here in New York City to go all the way downtown to Manhattan to this huge, huge, huge center, which is available for walk-ins in 24 hours and all this. And they're like, no, just go, you know, to your, you know, local drugstore type thing. So I won't mention the names, but... So that, I did go into the first one. They seemed a little not so interested in assisting me, to be quite frank. So it takes a lot for me to just turn around and walk out of a place. So the customer service sucked. And so I have no desire to go back to that business, nor would I ever promote them on our network. And so I finally went to another location, another business, and one of the other drugstores, and they were kind. They're a big chain also, and they were kind and supportive, and the doctor came out and explained every single detail, or the nurse, I don't know if it was nurse or doctor, and she explained as thoroughly as she could, as quickly as she could, and as efficiently as she could, what it was all about, and told me to, you know, what to do, and reminded me about the upcoming appointment and all of that. Before, just so that you are aware, as soon as you enter, pretty much they're going to have you fill out so much information to talk and collect your identification they asked for and your insurance information. And we got started. And, you know, it was something, just so that you're aware, I got the shot. For me, it was essentially just a pinch compared to, like, if you've ever had these other big needles and all this kind of stuff. So I didn't think it was that big a deal as far as that goes. I sat around. I guess they're encouraging you to shop while you're at these drugstore type places. So I went around, did some shopping, during the time that they asked for you to wait. I think it was like 15 minutes afterwards. And that was pretty much it. Got me some products and stuff and was on my way. I was kind of, I have to be honest, I think I was a little concerned. I didn't know what would happen. There's so much coverage on the television. It's been politicized, as you guys know. So you don't quite know what to expect. And then I heard so many stories on the television about what the side effects were of this and that. So now, again, this is, I'm told, a very easy first shot. So they're told, I'm told that you know, you really need to look out for the follow-up shot. This, I did not get the Johnson & Johnson, which is the one shot and done or whatever it's called. I didn't, that's not quite the way I wanted to go. This one is the, I'll tell you which vaccine I actually got, you know, on the air, so we'll talk about that. But yeah, so this is just the beginning. So I just wanted to personally share that with all of you guys here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and thank you for your support. It is important for us to be good, whatever you believe and whatever you do. And for someone who is giving an event in August of 2021, it is important that I take this step. So thank you again for all of your support, and this means a lot. I'm Carrie Hines. Stay with us. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Has your trip to the local hair store left you down? Same old hair with little selection and outrageous prices? Well, you need to check out TracyBeautySupply.com. This is an online beauty store specializing in all types of hair. There are different lengths, different colors, different styles, and you can basically live out your hair fantasy through this site. TracyBeautySupply.com is devoted to helping every woman's dream of the perfect hairstyle come true by providing the highest quality of virgin human hair. Want a new look? We'll help you find a new color. We'll help you find it. You can't get it? We got it. And we can deliver it to you. Because we can deliver everywhere. TracyBeautySupply.com, where hair fantasies come true.
I want to tell you all about HealingGo.com. They make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. You got to try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to HealingGo.com to see their complete line and listen out for their interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's HealingGo.com, H-E-A-L. N-G-O.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Thursday morning, June 3rd of 2021. It's our show number 572. Show number 572 as we march towards show number 600. We are back live this morning. What you guys just heard right before we did our little commercials, just wanted to say that was a piece that I did yesterday. In case you missed it, it was all about going to get the vaccine. Miss Terry, good morning again to you. And did you hear any part of that about my trip to the vaccine? I got the vaccine, everybody. So I just wanted to make the announcement official. Miss Terry, good morning. Are you there?
I am
all
here.
Right.
I am here.
Okay.
I definitely heard your big announcement, and I mean, I love it. I tell people to follow their heart, and if that's where it led you to get the vaccine, then, you know, that's great. That's great. Awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And my whole point was exactly that. You know, I just wanted to let you know my decision. It took me a while. I'm not someone who runs out and does things generally just, you know, spur of the moment so much. I usually put a lot of thought into it, and for me, I came to that decision. Before I came to that decision, I didn't want to negatively influence anyone one way or the other, whichever
right.
way you roll. And I still say the same thing. Let me be honest, I had my reservations. I still do. But I figured for me, it was the right thing to do. So you make the decisions for yourself. You make the decision, rather, for yourself. And I support whatever way you go, believe you me. So that's all I want to say about it this morning. I'm grateful. I did not mention which of the vaccines I did take. I don't think it's too personal. I think it's okay to mention. Would you like to know, Miss Terry, which one it is?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Are you a betting woman? Do you want to take a guess? Johnson & Johnson. Let me just say
yeah.
that. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that negatively. I don't mean it that way. But did not do the one and done one that's out there. If you did it and you great and you happy, all well and good, we support you. We believe
right.
in Johnson & Johnson, so, you know, I just want to put that out there. I didn't get that one, though. So, yeah, so now
I'm going to put
narrowed
my
down.
Money.
Yes. Oh, your chip.
I'm going to put my money on Pfizer.
Okay. I'm loving this. Okay. May I ask why you think Pfizer?
You know, it starts with a P, like my last name, Parrish, so I'm going with Pfizer.
Okay. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. Well, let me just officially say that now we need a drum roll. I'm actually warmed up. Now we need a drum roll. And what they said, and I'll tell you something, what the nurse told me now, everybody listen, whatever your situation is and whatever they've explained, my information does not supersede whatever you were told. So you go by that. This is just
right.
for informative purposes, like entertainment, infotainment purposes. So what they told me was that if you've ever had it, because, see, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had that dreadful COVID stuff, and I
okay.
certainly don't remember. So if I did, I don't recall it. So what she said was that if you have had it, if you had the COVID, and now you've got this shot, she said to me, she says, Carrie, what will happen is that you might get a few little flu symptoms. And so I was like, oh, okay. I was like, all right. But I can honestly say so far, I haven't noticed anything. And to be quite honest with you, my trepidation, and this is what I almost was done in by my fear. I really was, because I was, and it wasn't anything that anybody has said. People have been very kind. It's just that the news media, the way it's all been politicized and all this other stuff and misinformation going out, that it made me very leery, not to mention to some degree, you know, being black in this country, of course, we're leery about a whole bunch of stuff. Let's just be honest and real. So I was very cautious and reluctant, to put it mildly. I was very, very reluctant. I didn't let that out on the air. I hope you weren't able to pick that up on our radio show, because I didn't think it was fair to those who might have felt otherwise. But I'm glad I did go and get it, and it was not at all
You know, as I was teasing a lot of my folks, I'm like, I've been blackcinated, you know, because, you know, I feel that our folks are in a special boat, literally, so to speak, with all this stuff and with our the way that we look at it. And so that's my take on that. But I guess it's time for me to reveal which one I got. Was it Pfizer or was it Moderna? There's the drum roll. Thank you, Miss Terry. Let me get some background sounds going this morning as we talk about which one it was. I got the Moderna. You lost, Miss Terry. Thank you for that wonderful sound. You actually do a pretty good job on these sound effects. So yes, folks, I got the Moderna, and I will tell you, I was very nervous. I was, because, you know, I guess I borderline on anxiety, so I had already talked myself. I was worried about my doggy at home, like, what's going to happen, God forbid, if I don't make it back in the house? You know, who's going to take care of Peppy? Does anybody know where I'm going? I called up my friends, and one of my dear good friends was on the line with me the entire time, and I was very glad. Even waited out the 15 minutes following it and all this kind of stuff. You know, I won't mention the drugstore names because one of the chains was very rude to me, very, very rude. The one, I literally walked out, as I mentioned on the piece, I literally, there were two young ladies in there, two Caucasian young ladies, not that that matters, but that's what they were. And one of them, she was like, well, you know, you needed an appointment, even though I had called and looked online and did all this research, and it said, just come on in. So I go in, and then you could feel, have you ever just felt the aura of someone being condescending and the nasty vibe just flowing right through the air? And so I try to ignore it, and then she's like, well, you needed an appointment, and we don't have any extra. It says, if available. And I said, well, it didn't say that. And I said, maybe you should try saying that, and no one will come here. And so that was the whole idea. And so the other young lady, she saw another Caucasian young lady, and she saw me over on the side, and she saw the look on my face. And she called me to the side and said, you know what, why don't we get you set up for an appointment tomorrow? And so I said, I said, okay, so I started a little bit with her, and then I thought to myself, I'm not coming back to this cotton ball place. If this is how you treat me, I'm not shopping here. I'm not coming back to your store. I don't need you. You know, this is the attitude of a lot of these people that we encounter. And, you know, I'm like, I don't need you for anything, nothing. You don't do my bills. I don't need you for a job. I don't need you to give me food or money or anything. You are very insignificant to me. It may not look like it because your mind is already, you know, messed up a bit. And I told the nicer young woman, I said, listen, I said, I don't need, I'll just go somewhere else, literally. And then I walked out of the location. I happened to pass a place, the Rite Aid people, the Rite Aid drugstore, and not far from the subway train here. Remember, I'm in New York City, so you got to think subways in New York. And before I got to the subway, because I was going to travel, like I said in the piece, all the way down to Midtown, New York, in Manhattan. Luckily, I went into the Rite Aid, and the Rite Aid people were kind and gracious, welcomed me to the store again. People of a different culture, I think they were Caucasian. They were wonderful, just absolutely wonderful. It was like a night and day. And I said, that's what happens when you have the wrong employees, and you don't even know that you have the wrong employees. You don't know it. And I said, that's why she didn't know if I was what's called a secret shopper.
She didn't know it.
Those shoppers.
And I could have, that's right. And I've been a secret shopper. And I can go right on Yelp, of course. Is there anything I haven't done, Miss Terry?
I would love to be a secret shopper.
Well, you just may get your wish because I do programs through Hair Radio that send you out to different salons and barbershops to be just that. So, and you'll have to cover it on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Can you do that? Oh, yeah.
I can do it.
All right. So you guys heard it right here.
Yeah, what's unfortunate is that she shined a bad light onto the brand, and, you know, it may not be the entire company.
And it's a big chain that you guys know very well.
Yeah, it may not be the entire company. It just may be that the wrong person, wrong time, wrong tone. I mean, I say it all the time. I recently ran across a young lady at my Chick-fil-A, and I guess you guys probably don't know, but Chick-fil-A is like I love Chick-fil-A to death, like to death. And she had a little bit of a McDonald's personality. And,
oh, no,
I
say those things.
We can't say that.
Let me tell you something. No negatives.
Well,
if we give negatives, we cannot mention the brand names because we are on radio. But I do want to say this.
Well, let's just say this.
I want to say that we love McDonald's and we love Chick-fil-A. So we want to make sure that's out there first. So go ahead. Tell us what happened without the names, if you don't mind.
She wasn't rude, but she just wasn't as nice as I'm used to, you know, the customer service. You know, she just didn't quite have it. That's all.
So you chalked it up to her being an individual as opposed to the company.
Yeah, no, I didn't blame the company. No, she just kind of just didn't have the bubbly, you know, she didn't have
the
interaction. Yeah, it had nothing to do with the company.
Well, I got to say, I think you just really hit it on the head. That's what really brings you back. And that's what that brings me back. So I will be shopping at that other place at the Rite Aid from now on. And I really mean it. Listen, we've got to get on the amazing folks. We have got to get on Linda C. and this new episode of Hairpreneurs in just a minute or two. I'm so excited. It's the third installment of Hairpreneurs. And Linda C. is my co-host with it, and she just does a great job. She's out of northern New Jersey, and she's really fantastic. Listen, guys, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and joining me on the line is one of our top fan contributors who joins us from time to time. It's Miss Terry, and we're so excited. You're pretty much here every day, Miss Terry. So we just love it. We are so appreciative. Yes, you're doing a great job. She's with us live mid-show talk. So during our mid-broadcast, about between 7 and 8 Eastern, right? So, yeah, you're doing a good job. Yeah, so today, you go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, am I kind of a little bit of a resident fan contributor?
You are just that. So, listen, I better go in and get this started today. Linda C. from Hairpreneurs, we're going to get that underway, and we've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're mid-show. We're really just getting it started this morning. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest today is Linda C. You guys know her. She helps to co-host this amazing new segment on our broadcast called Hairpreneur, which is all about, well, from the ground up, on starting your business. Again, it's my honor to welcome back the amazing Linda C. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Hairpreneurs. Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
Doing just great. Now, I am excited because this is our third outing in terms of our episodes. Yes, so it's like a show within a show right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So first, let's start at the beginning, Linda C.
remind everybody what Hairpreneur is all about and where are you?
Right now I'm out of West Orange, New Jersey. And, Hairpreneur is all about helping others, get their business from the ground up, like Carrie mentioned, about helping men and women out here who wants to come and, you know, do their hair business, whether it's a brick and mortar store, whether it's online business. And so we're here to give advice and to kind of share stories how to help our hairpreneur listeners. And even if you're not in the hair industry, you can apply all these tips that Carrie and at times I may give you to share with
exactly.
my stories
yes.
that can help you build your business. So exactly. that's why I'm here. And I've actually on the brinks of starting my luxury hair extension with right now, and it's building, and Carrie's been helping me and giving pointers.
Thank you.
So that's how we started. He's the brainchild of Hairpreneur, and we're talking and said, you know what? We should start a segment where we can give advice because he's the one and only hair radio show that is like this. And there are radio shows out there, but not like this one. So not at all. So I'm very grateful to be here and to be invited to be part of this this wonderful journey, and hopefully to be a regular with you guys to kind of chat, and you guys can call in at times to talk about your adventures and starting the business, and even the businesses that are striving. What are you doing? What can you assist with the ones that are struggling and trying to get their business up and running?
Absolutely, and we definitely will get into the subject of the day, as you mentioned. But
yes.
I mean, I love the conversation we were just having before we got on
mm-hmm.
the air today. And
yes.
talking about these businesses that have persevered and made it through the pandemic. But it was a very big struggle, and folks were having a difficult time. So, you guys out there, you need this. This is what you
yes.
need. This will fortify
Absolutely.
Your spirit and keep
yeah.
you moving right in the right direction.
Yes.
So real, real happy. And again, welcome to the third installment, our third episode of Hairpreneur from the Ground Up. I'm Carrie Hines with Linda C. from Northern New Jersey. So, yes, we got to work in the Northern New Jersey.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
Now, yeah, that's okay. We want the folks up. Yes, we
yes.
very much are. And it's probably a good time to do a roll call. We want to shout out to all of our amazing listeners. We've got great folks out there. We talk to just about every week. Even on Wednesdays, you guys know we have Smooth Black on, who joins us at about 8:30 to talk about his hair. Wonderful Smooth Black Ink, which is his hair business, and we have so many others out there. And on Fridays, we got a couple of folks who come on Fridays at 8, and they do a whole live thing with spirituality and some other things tossed in with entrepreneurial things as well. But right now, it's time for Linda C. So, Linda C., starting off, when you are, and this is a good point to find out where you what went into your thinking as well on,
mm-hmm.
what type of business? Or did it ever cross your mind, like you guys out there, when you are about to start a business? And for me, one of the first things that kind of went through my mind was, what type of business do
mm-hmm.
I want to be? What type of business do I want to reflect to the general public out there? So that was my question to you. Do you have, do you remember having that kind of thinking about that decision, or are you still thinking about it? Or because even if you think about it,
mm-hmm.
or thought about it or decided, you can always change your mind. So that's the beauty of all this.
Course.
But did that ever kind
of
weigh on you at all?
I've always wanted to, I love hair. So I've always, like I said, on the first segment we had, I talked about I started wearing hair since I was 13, which is absolutely true. And I grew to love it. It's part of my life. And why I spend so much money buying the hair and doing all this stuff, why not go into the industry? I have a love for it. You know, and I've always been, even when I go out, I see a woman with beautiful hair, or I even saw a couple guys that had beautiful extensions, and I went up to him. I said, oh, my gosh, this is gorgeous. And he told me he makes his own wigs. And so, I mean, and he always had a passion
wow.
for it. So, I mean, it's a passion. And I think people, 90% of people, and it's not so much, you could think about the lawyers, the doctors, you know, people who have their own stores. They have a love for it. You know, you just don't go into business without just saying, well, okay, I'm just going to, you know, open like a store. But what kind of store? Why are you opening the store? What's your story? So everyone, I believe, in part, has a story to why they're doing things. Like, I have a friend who's in fitness, and when we were kids, he grew up, he was heavy, but when he started eating healthy and exercising, and he saw he developed a love for it, I mean, he went into having his own business, you know, as a personal trainer, owning a gym,
wow.
and he's very profitable. But he loves, when you talk to him, you can see the passion that he loves his job. He wakes up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work. And you would think, you know, people would say, oh my gosh, waking up so early and this and that. But he says, I love it. It's what I do. I love changing people's lives. So we could say the same thing for the people who go into the medical field, the doctors, the lawyers, and you know, they do this.
And the
I mean,
same
yes,
thing for Carrie Hines.
Yes,
I
yes,
wake
yes,
at 4
Carrie
o'clock
Hines,
as well.
Yes. And you
so
have
put the
Hair
Radio
to
Morning
lie.
Show on. That's a,
you, it, exactly.
Oh,
so when you
kind.
Have that passion, you are driven to do whatever it takes, because not only are you changing somebody's life, you're your own boss. And being your own boss is the hardest, because you don't know when to stop, you know. And I think a lot of times that because we have such a love for it, and yes, it can be, you know, it is stressful. I can't say it can be stressful. It is stressful. But at the end of the day,
yes.
we plant those seeds and we see our flowers flourish, you know. So,
yes.
and whether using, and we were talking about earlier about different outlets of how people are using the pandemic to flourish their business. And I don't want to take that with me. I'll let
right.
you, you know, do your thing. But I think this is it. I mean, people go into businesses and because they love what they're doing, it's a passion, you know?
Exactly. And that's really, and I love that. And even for myself, when you'll find this in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, but when I sat down to figure out what type of business I wanted Hair Radio to be,
mm-hmm.
And this is on every level. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how to figure out what kind of business you want to create and set up for yourself. And also what type of entity you want it to be, because that's a very important aspect of business.
Course.
Now,
of
when I, and I think this will be helpful, when I sat down, because folks always ask me, like, I'll hear this from time to time, are you tired? Are you know, you got so much to do. You do so much. How do you do all these things? it's almost like a complaint.
Yes.
because folks can't really understand somebody else's passion per se. But the thing is, I always remind folks, when I sat down to create Hair Radio, and I initially, like I said, I created Hair Radio in 95. But when I came back 8 years ago and I put all this on Facebook, I just reminded everybody it's my 8-year anniversary this past May, since I left my job, so to speak. I was still working and doing everything. Oh, yeah, I shared it with we have amazing fans everywhere who went on Facebook, and they put such kind words. Thank you. This past May, it made 8 years since I punched someone else's time clock. And,
exactly.
You know, and what I remembered doing was sitting down when I was still at the job, which I still live one block over from my last job. Literally, I still see the folks here. And I'm glad of that because it's a reminder of how far I've come. But back to that, I sat down and I figured out, well, what do I want to do with this business? What do I want to create? What do I want to be the
takeaway for a customer? What do I want the customer to look like? Who do I want the customer to be? So all that went in, even the legalities. What type of business? Do I want to be brick and mortar? Do I just want to be online? Do I want to be registered this? Do I want to work from home? Do I want to open up office space? Blah, 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 blah. All these are wonderful things that I had to write down and think about. And the very first thing that I remember coming to a decision about is what the business should reflect who I am and what interests me.
Mm-hmm.
That was the very first thing. I didn't sit and think, well, what do I need to do to just make money? And what's really bizarre is that I didn't leave my job to start working for myself. I know that sounds strange, but it is very much the truth. I left the job because I was overworked from working for someone else. I was really tired. They paid me well, but I was really tired. You know, I had files as high as your head. Now, right now, my files are higher than my head. But it's a very different story when the files are yours versus the files
of
somebody else's job.
Because you can manage those files.
Exactly. So it's a very big difference. And I sat down and I said, you know what? I want the business to reflect what I am and what I like to do. And so I said, oh, we're great with public relations and marketing. I said, let's make sure that I do public relations and marketing. I said, I love to write. Let's incorporate my writing.
Mm-hmm.
I love to broadcast. Let's incorporate broadcasting. I love the hair and beauty people. Let's make sure that they are front and center with everything that I do. And as if that's not enough, I get to go out and do live shows and other things, but I wanted my business to reflect everything that I love to do and enjoy doing. So love to do and enjoy doing. So that was very important. And that's what I did. That was the first thing. The next thing, which would make sense for folks, it's not enough to just jot down what you'd like to do and even to think about it. You also have to then figure out ways to monetize it. So I had to come up with different ways that of those things that I love to do, what do you have to do to monetize things so that you could create a living for yourself? And that was important because I didn't want to have you might as well have a job if you are compelled to do things that you don't want to do in order to make a living. And I never thought that I was put here to be a worker for somebody else's business, because I thought to myself, well, gee, you know, you're going to work until you're like 65, 70 years old, and it's very sad because, you know, what are you going to be able to do at that age?
Listen,
I better shout out to the folks who are doing great things. That's not old, but wouldn't it have been nicer if you could have enjoyed yourself a little bit more along the way instead of giving your best years to an employer? That's all I'm saying. Let's see, what do you say about that?
I mean, I think also I'm going to make two comments. I think also that, you know, in other countries, people retire at such an early age versus the United States. We wait to 65. And it's like by the time you retire, you really don't know who you are at some point because you spent your whole life working, right? And so even if you wanted to do something, it's like, okay, what do I do with myself now? I know a lot of my clients, they've gone back to work because they don't know what to do with themselves, you know. And some of them have actually passed away after working so hard, and they don't even get a chance to enjoy their all their savings, all their hard work, all their pension that they've been putting away to enjoy. So
and
I don't know if it was
why can't we figure that out? Yes.
And we can figure that out now. I think it's just the lack of education that we have where I feel like there's not enough material out there, outreach programs to help these young entrepreneurs or even the entrepreneurs that start later in life. And then there's fear also, and then there's lack of funding, you know. And, yes, it's great that you start your business, but you have to think about the people who started their business many years ago or many decades ago had – and this is my opinion, had a little bit more help than the people that are starting, that started 10 years ago and versus the people that are starting after the pandemic. I feel like it's people that have been laid off or people that have been, I mean, we've all been through COVID, which was a terrible, terrible thing, and we're still going through it. But I feel like, yes, the people that businesses are struggling, I feel like they made it so hard for them to get the funding. And then when they got it, you have to jump through hoops to, you know, show the proof. And then there's people out there, not to be negative, that don't have the true business, and then they get funding. So the people are trying to be honest, and I'm not turning this in a negative way, but because I'm in the financial industry, it affects you also as an entrepreneur, Carrie, myself, who is striving to become somewhat leveled entrepreneur. And when I say leveled, meaning that I've established my business and now I've opened my online or my brick and mortar, and now I'm producing products and I'm changing lives and then reaping the benefits. But it's not as easy because the funding out there for people that are starting out after the pandemic is zero. And even if you try to get it, they tell you, oh, you would have had to register your business by this time. But who's thinking about that during a pandemic? There's so many businesses that became, that developed after the pandemic because people lost their jobs and they saw an opportunity to come out and take that leap of faith, you know? But they've taken that leap of faith, but now who's helping them? Okay, where's their help? You know, you've helped the businesses that are struggling. And I feel so bad because there's so many people who've been in business for 30, 40 years. I've spoken to so many of my clients that I've actually gone to their businesses and visit, and they're in tears because they have to shut down because the money that they're giving them cannot even sustain the business, right? Because the lease is so expensive or they can't pay their employees. But then you have those businesses also, so it's a double-edged sword. You have those businesses that people have been laid off, but now they've had the opportunity. You just talked about it. They've realized that I don't want to be 65 and then now trying to figure out what I want to do with my life. I want to take that leap and always show if I wanted to do like some type of embroidery store or whatever store, a business that I love and I want to produce it. And they've gone out, they've cashed out their 401k, or they borrowed money from friends, or they refi their house or whatever they have to do to make it. But now that they have it, who's helping them? Myself and the same boat, you know?
Really? Tell me more.
You know, so that's what it is. It's like, it's frustrating because at times it can be, yes, you're providing a wonderful service because every time I talk to you, if I have an issue, I always turn around and look at your successes. And I'm not saying
Thank
it because
you.
I know you. I'm saying it because you
Thank
talked
you.
About your struggles. You talked about how you walked away from a great job, but because your mental health, and this is not your love, this is not what you want to do, had pushed you along to start something. And obviously, yes, it was risky. Yes, you were scared. And there's a lot of people that need to hear that to say that it's okay, you know, and at the same time.
Yeah, that's true, Linda C. When I left, I'll tell you, though, the thinking that I have, the only difference that I believe of what I possess that I think others should really take a closer look at is that I look at the real big picture.
Yes.
Not just the short term, but the long term.
Exactly.
And I realized that the long term was more important to me. See, most other folks look at just the short term. Oh, I have to pay the rent in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotta get this. I gotta do that. So I gotta make sure I have this money, and I gotta go to work in order to get the money, and I gotta do this and do that. So I'm stuck. So, but the way I looked at life, I said, I don't look at it as a destination so much.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I think more so, what do I need to do to be happy each day? That was number one.
Yes.
And so that goes back to that figuring out what kind of business I wanted to be. What did I want to do, and how was I going to do it? And all that each day was my, that was my thing. If I could get through the day, setting myself up for success for that day. And I'll tell you, just on a very basic level, very intrinsic level, we're talking about food and some roof over my head, literally.
<That's good. laughs>
If I could get through those things, then it was a successful day.
Yes.
And that became my bar.
Yeah.
Not my drinking bar, okay? I didn't go to a bar or drink. I would never have amounted to anything. But that became the bar that I set, which is a very low bar, because those are things on the hierarchy of needs. You have to eat. You have to, make sure those things are in place and have proper shelter. So once I had those things covered, I said, the rest is kind of gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I looked at it. And I, as I write in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, my book that's out there on Amazon and everywhere else, I had to realize, I said, okay, well, I had to make some adjustments, which I talk about.
Yes.
Because if you are going to embark upon an entrepreneurial career, something that you spoke of very highly, and we're going to do a whole episode about funding and raising monies for your business goals. So we'll talk about that in upcoming episodes of Hairpreneur with Linda C. and Kara Hines. So that's going to come up very soon. But in looking at all of that, like you mentioned as well with the 401k, which was one of the things that I used to leap forward. But for you guys out there, this is very, very important. All of these little tips will be able to help you on your way. So I just want to say, Linda C., but for me, it was deciding how I was going to, finance the business, but also that I had to do this and I had to pick out some things that I wanted to do. And like I said, for me, I think I set the bar again so low that my thinking was a little different than others. Who just think, oh, I'm going to, we'll make so much money and I can do this and do that. They become very money focused. And I think that, I don't know if that's the right way to go about it. Perhaps it works for some. It just wasn't the route that I wanted to take. My deciding was that I wanted to be happy each day.
Yes.
And it's about the quality of life, right? The quality of your life.
Absolutely, and that's where I, like I was saying to my husband, and he says, I have to say, like, I'm a people person, and I love to talk to people face to face. I love to hear their experiences, and I love to, being in the financial industry is not about making money or getting these loans. It's about changing somebody's life. Like I would always say to my boss, like, I'm not going to sell a 91-year-old person a loan or a credit card or whatever it is or some type of product just because to make that sale. What value am I getting out of it? And what value is that person going to get out of it? So that's where I said to myself, well, I want to do something. And I know some people may say that, oh, well, hair extension doesn't do that. But I look at the bigger picture. I just don't want to sell hair extensions. I want to grow it to where it's something out of the park. Is that the right thing?
Well, so, you said you want to grow it to what?
to like something huge, to have to grow it like a different market. And I said, well,
oh, yes,
I just don't want to just base it online. I want to go into a store and see face-to-face the people, talk to these men and women, and how I'm changing their life and provide them with a whole other service. That is my, that is what drives me every day. I look at the end that, okay, well, not only am I going to set example, I'm going to leave a legacy, you know, and I'm going to have, like you said, that it's about having mental health and being healthy mentally and the quality of life, you know. So, and that's what drives me every day, because every day I don't wake up bubbly or happy at that sense, because it you know, sometimes you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, but you gotta make it right,
yeah,
before you step out the door, you know. So
this,
you know,
true.
I put my
and if you start working
on,
for yourself,
yeah,
often
exactly,
you don't even have to step outside your door.
Exactly, and you know,
yeah,
I have my book, I have my that I work on my website with my, you know, with the people, I would say my Potifies, that, you know, and I'm coining your phrase.
That's right.
Oh,
I remember.
And
remind everybody what the Pod of Five is all about.
Well, it's a group of friends or family members that support you, basically, that absolutely,
right,
give you advice and ideas. And I actually had a breakthrough this weekend, actually yesterday, and I thought about you, and I said, look at me,
aww,
with my Potify, and then, you know, I,
wow,
sat down with my cousin, and we went over the website, and she says, you know, we need to change some things. I said, what do you think? And that was construct criticism. I took that to heart, because I know she's helping me. She's helping me grow.
Absolutely.
And she sees my vision, and she goes, this is going to be big, girl. And you have no idea what I see, you know. And so that,
wow,
made me happy, you know, that somebody's,
absolutely,
looking out for me. So that's why a lot of people need those, you know, Potifies and
every entrepreneur.
Yes,
every
brother.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Every entrepreneur. And really,
yeah,
everybody in life. But that's another,
yeah,
story.
Of course.
But
you,
yes,
can use that to your life. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what it is.
That's right.
And
in
that's
order
great.
To be successful, yes, you have to have some sort of support system. And we talked about in the last episode of Hairpreneur, and you guys can find it on Spotify. So it's important to remember that, you know, creating that support system, very, very important. And they also can help with financial support too, so don't forget that part.
Yeah,
and we'll talk about that and hopefully in the next episode or so. But yeah, I am very excited, and we also wanted to talk about entities and all that wonderful good stuff. So in deciding what type of that, you know, what kind of business you wanted it to be and what type of customer you would like to have, again, same types of ideas that went into my creation of that. And I decided, for me, I said, okay, this business is inspired by women of color. It was inspired by my amazing mom and my wonderful and beautiful sisters and just so many women that I've gotten to know along the way, particularly in the hair and beauty industry. And I said, this is what we're going to do with that information. We're going to be a program that would provide the information on healthy hair care for folks who are in front of, I'm going to say, who are seated in the chair, but also for folks who are behind the chair. So
yeah.
For all women particularly, but we also have expanded our wares for men as well, and just for having being a cultural touchstone, and that's what I wanted the business to be, and I think we've accomplished that. So it takes time sometimes. You do have to take some time to figure out those things about your business.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it. It's worth it to
and
have the honest
and also your demographics, too.
Yourself.
Of course. That makes a big – that can make or break your
absolutely.
Business.
You know, absolutely.
And I see – it has to stand out. Like I see – like I live in northern New Jersey, and there's a lot of stores that are the same right next to each other. But every store stood out a different way. Like I would get a certain, like when I used to buy my hair, I would only go to that one guy. to, like, that one guy that was selling the hair that I always love, not because he had the best-looking store, but because he provided that service. You know, he had quality hair. He was
on customer service. Oh, yes, good product.
You know, and yes, and he had the women in there that were like me, that looked like me, and that gave me great advice of what hair I should choose. Oh, okay, I would say this is the style that I'm looking for. So, and versus where I would walk into the bigger stores that were more flashy, and it was just there.
They were colder, and yeah.
Yes, it was just there. Wow. I mean, the stuff was really nice, and his store was much smaller, but you would think that he would be struggling with customers. He had loyal customers. I've been going to that man since the 90s. And he
Well, that's the thing. I love it. I love it. It's boutique. It's I call it boutique
yes.
services.
A boutique.
Boutique
yes.
businesses.
Exactly.
Right? Yes.
Exactly.
We,
and I've
we
been going
specialize.
To him since the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he moved his store to another town, which was not too far from my house. But I actually found him. I went out. I found. I asked people around the people that I know that was going to the same boutique that I was going to back in East Orange. I found him, and he said, "Oh yeah, he moved to Orange." And I said, "What?" So
we're talking
going
about
there
Jersey, folks. That's
Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey. I keep forgetting.
Yes.
And so that's how. And then you would think, like, loyal customers. This is what it is. Is they bring in? And I would always tell people, go to his store because he's the best. You know, and there's tons of hair stores on that main street. I mean, we're talking about 20 stores, and that one person stood out. I would like frequent the other stores and kind of looked around, but I never, not that I bought little things here and there, but I always have gone to him for everything.
That is
so
amazing.
I mean, you know, and that's how,
must,
you know,
he
when
he must really, yeah. You go ahead. I'm sorry. That's how you know.
No, go ahead, Carrie. No, go ahead. I was done with my story.
Well, no, I just think that's amazing. And, you know, and I just I appreciate hearing that. Taking the time and supporting these small businesses, and it can make all the difference. And because of the help that you gave him and going and patronizing his store for so long, might have been the difference that kept him in business. Like we talked about the folks who couldn't make it or made it through the pandemic and stuff. That little bit of support is what can keep the lights on at his brick-and-mortar business.
Definitely.
And I do want to get this across, and I know it's a little off-subject for our broadcast today, but it's important to remember to support the small businesses because, you know, little tiny things really do make the difference. Folks think it takes a lot of money. It does, but it also, every little bit of business helps. Support these businesses because our businesses reflect our community. Maybe the other folks, maybe not so much. But for us, it would make the difference in our communities. It really would. If we supported our own businesses and businesses that we create in our community for our community folks, we would... I think we'd be okay.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That's something that, we have to take the steps to make sure that that's done. Now, your extensions business, so what kinds of hair, do you offer in this extensions business, Linda C. from New Jersey?
Well, I offer virgin hair. It's 100% human hair, and it's from one donor. I have Peruvian hair, and they all come in different styles, like straight hair, wavy, deep wave, like body, and then closures and frontals. So that's pretty much in the gist of it all. And as the business grows, I'll be introducing new things, new products to the business. And so far, that's pretty much it.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a great start. It really does. So we are just blown away. And we're going to be following each step that you take on this wonderful journey that we are talking about on Hairpreneur. Now, I have to say, and getting back to a few of the items that we were talking about today, in choosing the entity
And I remember starting off many times as just a sole proprietorship, an SP we call it, where, you know, you basically, of course, you register your business, but you pretty much stay in that lane. It's not mm-hmm. one that you have looked to become a big corporation or anything outside of just, you know, having a business, which could be online or just, you know, even in way of consulting. It just depends on how you have it set up. But a mm-hmm. lot of folks start off that way because of taxes and stuff like that. And I wanted to just explain that to a lot of folks out there. The reason that they have entities, and when we're talking about entities, we're talking about whether you are that you incorporate or decide to be a regular corporation or a sole proprietorship, limited liability corporation or company. All of that goes is really designated because of taxation. So that's the reason that you have these different entities, so that it can kind of aid with that. And I know that sounds foreign, because I was like, when I first started looking into this many years ago, I said, oh, okay, so that's why folks have decided to become an LLC, so to speak, which wasn't always around. LLCs are not new, but it hasn't been all that long that they've been out there. And an LLC is essentially shields your assets from the potentiality of, you know, it's not that it stops you from being sued, but it's not able to penetrate to your personal assets. So your business kind of becomes its own entity, if you will, its own being almost. So very interesting stuff. So the sole proprietorship is very much the opposite. An SP, you can set up for your business, and there are benefits in starting an SP versus setting up an LLC to start. An LLC requires a lot of record keeping, and it has to be approved by the state, and so forth and so on. Where an SP, sole proprietorship, basically, like I said, you just go down and register it and you're on your way in terms of business license, pretty much, and that's it. So it's really interesting. But the thing with an SP, with a sole proprietorship, your personal assets, your personal wealth, there is no shield that exists with the LLC. So just bear that in mind. That's why a lot of folks, you can start off as a sole proprietorship because it's easy to get started. So yes, much easier to get started, but then you're less vulnerable to a certain degree. So just something to think about. And then you have all kinds of regular corporations, and you have the ideas of stocks that you can disseminate and divide and raise funds for your business. And your business can, I mean, it goes on and on and on. There's so many different opportunities. And maybe one day, Linda C., we'll talk about franchising and all of that and getting your business out into different ways and so mm-hmm. forth. So I'm excited about Hairpreneur. I think it is just marvelous, and I think it's going to help, as it has even reflected already, with so many folks right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show who are just big fans. So I wanted to take a moment and, you know, talk a little bit more. You know, we spoke about what goes in to your business, but we didn't really get into the brick and mortar versus the online idea.
Okay.
So what do you have to say about that? What comes to mind, Linda C., from New Jersey?
I mean, well, so to me, the online, the online stores, you put more work into it versus, when I mean work, you have to find a good website. I mean, to develop your business website, because that is your bread and butter. That's what you're selling. That's your representation of you and your business. So it needs to be on point and, you know, and it's to appeal to your potential buyers. And you work, I feel like, in my opinion, when you have an online store, you kind of have to work a little bit more, but you do have some free time to dedicate more to your business, where is it to network with other places, other people, and versus the brick and mortar, it's more face-to-face. So you may work at a brick and mortar, your own business, from like 9 to 6 or 9 to 7, but you have to be dedicated to be there at all times and to stay on point. And, of course, with your brick and mortar, you need to find the right location that's going to bring you clientele versus online. Online can be a little bit more competitive where you're competing against 20 other businesses that are like yours. And you have to market yourself a little bit more. You have to pay more attention to detail, because one little slip up can cost you to even have bad reviews, or, you know, just you want to stay on top of your game. So like me, I kind of like both aspects of it, but I'm more so of a brick and mortar girl, to say, because I like the face to face. I like to talk to people. I like to see my clients come in. And so with online, I think the online is a little bit more work. It can be very frustrating because you always have to stay fresh. Do you kind of understand what I'm saying, Carrie? Like you always have to be new at all times. And you have to make sure your Instagram is good, your Facebook. So it's a little bit more intense. And you have to do a little bit more homework. You have to be a little hands-on. And the brick and mortar, yes, you put a lot of work in it because it's more physical, you know.
Absolutely.
But so to me, those are the two differences. And whichever you're planning to open out there, and I think it needs to be more researched. It needs for you to have a business plan. Just like you have a business plan, I truly believe I have a business plan for my life itself, my personal life, and my family. A life plan, yes, and with timelines and everything. And also, you have to have a business plan, not just a business plan to present to get funding, but a business plan for yourself, for your business. What do you want your business to look like? What is the time frame? Just like I'm doing here with Carrie, I have a business plan, but it's not for financial. It's for when I'm going to get my business off the ground, which is Hairpreneur from the ground up.
Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. I was just about to say it.
So
I literally
what
was.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, you need three business plans. You need your life business plan, and you need a business plan for you to get your business off the ground.
Yes.
And you need a business plan for your financials to present this business. So it is a lot of work to do. And
exactly.
One is more easier than the other, but just because I mentioned the online is the quick. Sometimes it can be the quickest, and sometimes it cannot. It's not, but it's the easiest way without all the overhead versus the brick and mortar, where you have to really find the funding, and you know you really have to do a little bit more work, and you really have to risk a little bit more to make it happen. So one is more riskier than the other. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so I mean, you're absolutely right. But they both require the research, and you mentioned that
earlier.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
The online, of course, is a lot less expensive in comparison to having a brick-and-mortar business. But several things on those folks who wish to have a brick-and-mortar, and when we say brick-and-mortar, just so we don't leave anybody out, it means a business that you can walk into. Versus a business that is solely online. And some are a hybrid. They're kind of like a mixture of those two. But bear in mind, if you have selected a brick-and-mortar business, it is amazing because because of the pandemic, lots of the brick-and-mortar owners, I'm saying that these folks who rent these
you know, these commercial properties out to folks like you and me who wish to have a business, you can get really great deals right now because there's mm-hmm. so many businesses that have gone online. So it opens it up where if you go in, you can always negotiate for 6 months free rent in some cases. And all
Absolutely.
Of that is as an outpour. But for those who wish to avoid a lot of that overhead that you also mentioned, Linda C., online is definitely a much more economical option. And depending upon what type of business you have, can be something that I think is the way to really look at that and the way to really consider going. So we're happy to guide you at the Hair Radio Morning Show on Hairpreneurs. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines with the amazing Linda C. You've been doing just a great job, Linda C. So
oh,
I'm
you.
Super hyped about it. It was an extraordinary third episode of Hairpreneur and From the Ground Up. And again, Hairpreneur is that made-up word. It's like a hair person and an entrepreneur, right?
Exactly.
Kind of merged
Absolutely.
Into one.
Yes.
Yeah. So we really, really like it. So I think this was really good. Linda C., before we sign out for today, is there anybody that you want to shout out to? Any closing thoughts for the Hairpreneurs to carry them over to the next episode?
Just to everyone that's listening, all the future hairpreneurs and all the current
yes.
hairpreneurs, and especially to you, Carrie, and to your wonderful radio show, and just my
you.
Pod five, and that's pretty much it. And I love being here. I love spending that moment with you and your listeners, and hopefully that I know we're helping them out there.
We're
and
making the difference.
Yes. Yes, we are, definitely. And I'm glad I am part of making that difference. I'm very proud
yes.
and I'm very grateful that you have invited
awesome.
Me to your show again.
Yes.
So I'm
well,
looking forward
it.
To growing with you and all my hairpreneurs out there, and I can't wait to be in your in the hair show out in August
yes.
in Atlantic City.
Yes.
I'm very excited about that. So hopefully I can
awesome.
Get to meet our hairpreneurs and also the listeners.
Yes.
So I'm super excited.
And you can go to hairnationexpo.biz to find out all about our live events. And we're going to keep you guys posted on that, right, throughout all of that we're doing with Hairpreneur. So, Linda C., thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for
thank
having
you.
Me. Always a pleasure.
All right. You got it. All right, folks, keep it right. It's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Prestige book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. Now, don't forget to come meet all of us in person at our live hair and beauty show. It's a HairNationExpo.biz event called The Road to Healthy Hair. It's being held at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey on Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. That's three big days. Now, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.com. The event is for everyone. You don't have to be a hair or beauty professional to come to our show. Let us know if you'd like to be a vendor. Call us. Call our office at 862-277-0686. And again, that number is 862-277-0686. Now, if you're interested in being a guest or advertising on the Hair Radio Morning Show, give us a call. And for those of you who are just starting your career as an entrepreneur, you want to pick up your very own copy of How to Get Rich in